Cross, today we're going to be doing angel tree gifts. And to explain what that is, we have one of Santa's helpers.
Hey, ho, ho, or whatever. I'm Brooklyn Guy with the Angel Tree Charity Committee. Now, Angel Tree is a charity where well-off kids like you buy gifts for kids who are less fortunate and can't afford what they want and need for Christmas. So on each of these cards, we have a kid and what they want and need. A want is something they just want to have, and a need is something they need to survive. So right here we have Mikey, age 7. He wants Dad to stop hitting Mommy, and he needs the police. I think I'm going to have to pay Mikey a visit. Okay, we also have Stacy, age 12. She wants Mommy to stop cheating on Daddy and needs a less attractive Mommy. I think I'm going to have to pay Stacy's mom a visit, too, to get to the bottom of this situation, or her. We also have Bobby, age 8. This is a pretty normal one. He wants a laptop, and he needs soap slash hygiene. So, I mean, you don't need to give Bobby a laptop. I think he probably needs, like, soap or toothpaste because he's stinky, okay? Get me a laptop. I want a laptop. Bobby needs soap, okay? So I'm going to come around. I'm going to pass all of these out, and then everybody has to do something with it, okay? You don't have to get them exactly what's here, but you got to do something. You can also give me $10 if you want to not do this. That's not going to go to the kids. I just want you to give me $10, so just that's an option. Oh, also be aware, like, anything you give people, like, their parents might just sell it online, so don't give them the receipt. They could just, like, return it. Just don't do that. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. Be careful.
Okay, kids, use your papers. If it says FK, that means it's a foster kid. Just remember, don't give them a gift receipt. You don't want them to have that option.
Dad!
Any of you guys want to give me $10 not to do this?
Dad!
Okay, fine. I just wanted a laptop.
Dad!
I got Johnny, age 7. He wants a toy train, but he needs socks. How do you need socks?
Maybe he's got cold feet.
He should at least have one pair of socks, dude.
Or just put your shoes on. It doesn't say he needs shoes, it just says he needs socks.
Right?
Who do you have, Joseph?
I have Susie. I don't know who she is, but I think she might be my twin. Because we both need food.
Well, what does she want?
A dollhouse. That's where we differ.
I got this stinky kid that wants a laptop.
Penelope, who'd you get?
I got this kid named Joseph, age 17, wants to meet LeBron James, needs a family.
Yes! A white kid got me this year! Oh, I know I'm getting my Christmas gifts! Oh,
Joseph, how am I supposed to get you those things?
Hey, you better figure it out. I know you got connections.
What, Joseph, you're an Angel Tree kid?
Yeah, I am poor. I need gifts. Somebody need to buy me some damn gifts.
Yeah, Penelope, you better get him a meet and greet with LeBron James.
Look, white people got connections. Pull it off. God.
Here's your papers, kids.
Hey, Jeffy, who'd you get?
I can't read today.
Oh, well, I don't know who Dougie is, but apparently he really likes Call of Duty because he wants and needs it.
Yeah, I don't think I asked.
Okay, I passed out all the papers and nobody gave me $10, so apparently you people care about kids. Boo!
So where are the kids supposed to take their Angel Tree gifts once they buy them?
They drop them off at... You know what? Actually, just bring your gifts to school tomorrow and give it to me. I will personally hand the gifts out to the kids. And make sure you get the kids what they asked for. The kids really like Applebee's and DoorDash gift cards. You make sure you get those. So I'll see you kids tomorrow!
How was school today, Jeffy?
Did you go?
Yes, twice. Once in my diaper and once in my diaper. So twice in my diaper.
No, Jeffy, did you go to school?
Yeah, I did that too.
Prove it. Where's your homework?
Oh, well, they gave me this. I think it's a never have to go to school ever again pass.
Be an angel.
Aw, Marvin, it's an Angel Tree kid. It's where you give a kid in need a present.
Okay, well, we can't afford another kid. We're in need. He should give us presents.
Marvin.
Well, look, well, this kid's probably some greedy little kid. He probably wants a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox. Yeah, look what he wants. He wants books and eyesight.
Oh, Marvin, that's sad. He's blind.
We can always give him a pair of these.
Jeffy, you're not going to give a blind kid some goofy eyeglasses.
Well, he said he wanted eyesight.
Well, we can't afford LASIK, so tell him to go find another family to take
care of. Marvin, don't be such a miser.
If you have to look it up, it's not funny.
Yeah, stop using big words that we don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Marvin, we could get him books.
Okay, well, why would he even want books? He's blind. He can't even look at books.
Well, they make Braille books.
What's Braille?
It's like a bump. Like you can read bumps with your fingers.
Really, Daddy? There must be a bunch of Braille in the back of my nutsack. I think there's like the whole Harry Potter books back there.
What, Jeffy, that's not what Braille is.
Well, I've been asking you to take me to the doctor so we can get it looked at, but apparently that's no concern of yours.
Jeffy, listen, just, I don't know, if you can find Braille books for under 99 cents, then go find that.
Okay, Marvin.
I'll write the letter in Braille.
What letter?
There's a letter that I'm going to write to him.
And say what?
I don't know, bumpy stuff.
Okay, then write him bumpy stuff.
I will.
Make sure when he reads it with his fingers, it makes sense.
You know what? I might put some stuff on the back of my nutsack and just, like, make a little imprint on the paper. Then you can just feel that. Pretty good. I'm going to do that.
Go do it.
Oh, man, guys. The only toy train I have is Thomas. And if you think I'm going to give this stinky little kid my Thomas, you have another thing coming.
Yeah, well, my kid wants a laptop.
You're going to give the kid a MacBook Pro?
Hey, you jitters, dude.
No. Hold your horses. This is my laptop, and I'm using it to look up what soap is good for orphans.
I know what soap is good for orphans. Just spray them with this. They'll run away.
Smart man.
But, Genie, you can't spray orphans with Windex.
Yes, you can. Look, it resists buildup for up to 90 days.
On Windows.
So you can't spray your laptop with it?
Nice. Very good operating system joke.
Thanks. Joseph, what are you gonna give your kid?
Well, she says she needs food, so I got a bunch of play toys, a bunch of play food so she can chew on in a couple days.
Yeah, she can play pretend food.
Yeah, see, I'm thoughtful.
But she said she wants a dollhouse.
Oh, look, I already thought of it. She can have a stupid doll.
Wait, no, she can't. He's mine.
No. Think of the orphan, dude.
Screw the orphan.
No.
Oh, my God, you killed him.
Finally.
Give me that. Do you have tape?
In the kitchen in the drawer. Why'd you do that?
I didn't mean to do it, but damn.
Crisis averted.
So is the tape the only thing keeping his hat on, dude?
Well, yeah, at least until I get him home and put some glue on there.
Quick question. How is he breathing, then?
With his mouth, duh. All
right, dude.
Guys, I realize this whole Angel Tree thing is really dumb.
What, charity is dumb?
No, this charity is dumb. Like, if you're telling me I give this kid my Thomas toy and I give him a pair of socks, he's really going to be happy? That's a really dumb Christmas.
Well, you have a bunch of other cool toys you could give him.
Yeah, but I can't give him those toys because he didn't ask for those toys.
Well, I think he would probably still like them.
No, I can't give him that kitchen. I can't give him that gumball machine. I can't give him that ride on Thomas because he wants a toy train, like a little tiny one. And, like, I believe these kids should have everything they want for Christmas. Like, they should deserve, like, a million toys.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what Toys for Tots is.
What? You're telling me there's a company that you can turn in tater tots and get toys?
That is not at all what I just said.
You said toys for tots. Toys in exchange for tater tots.
No, the tots are kids. They call them tots.
What?
I've never called a kid that in my
life. Yeah, I've never called a kid a tot. My mom never said, well, I don't have a mom. My dad never said, hey, tot, get over here.
What? Look at that tot over there.
It's just one of the names for kids is tot.
Children is another name for kids.
Right?
They have a lot of names. Tot is one of them.
Toys for tots has to mean you get toys in exchange for tater tots. So if you take them a plate of tater tots, they'll give you toys.
They don't just take tater tots like it's money.
Okay, well then why are they called Toys for Tots then, Cody?
Well, I told you, it's because of the kids. They're called tots.
No. I think we should get Chef Pee Pee to make a whole bunch of tater tots. We go there, we turn them in, they give us a bunch of cool toys, and then we can give those cool toys to these kids. And you also can give the tater tots to your girl because she's hungry.
Oh, yeah, I can feed her and not these little plastic toys.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Well, at least his kid will be able to eat, but we're not going to be able to turn in all those tater tots. They're not going to give us toys for that.
It's called Toys for Tots, Cody. You don't know what the company is.
Junior, you didn't even know what it was until I just explained it to you. Why are you correcting me?
Why do they want tater tots so bad?
Like, they don't want tater tots.
Toys for Tots. Toys for tater tots. Does Napoleon Dynamite run that thing? He just loves tater tots so much he's getting away toys for it?
What? No, there's not Napoleon Dynamite. They give people toys or charity.
Yeah, okay, Cody. Come on, let's get Chef Pee Pee to make a bunch of tater tots, and then you can call Toys for Tots. They can come over with a shit, like a truckload of toys, and we give them all the tater tots.
They're gonna laugh at me when I tell them I want to give them tater tots.
Yeah, because you don't have the tater tots. I'm the one with the tater tots.
Yeah, he's the man with the plan, idiot.
What?
Chef Pee Pee!
What do you want, Junior? I'm busy making pretzels.
Super pretzels, dude.
Yes, Joseph, you know your pretzels.
They're soft ones.
All right, you can carry away now.
Yeah, just don't talk, Joseph. Right. Do you have any bags of tater tots, Chef Pee Pee?
Oh, yeah, I do. I have like 4 or 5 bags in the freezer.
4 or 5 bags of tater tots?
Yeah, I was just about to make some.
Can you make all of them?
Well, all of the bags of tater tots? What the hell is wrong with you? I can't make all of those. You're not going to eat them.
Well, I am going to eat them because me and my friends are going to have a tater tot eating contest. Whoever can eat the most tater tots.
Who's all in the contest?
Me, Joseph, Cody, Jeffy, Penelope.
That's a lot of damn kids.
Yeah, so we're going to eat all the bags of tater tots. So can you make them all, please? Thank you.
God, you stay putting me to work.
Marvin, I couldn't find any Braille books, so I made him a Christmas card out of M&M's.
Baby, Braille bumps are very tiny. These are huge M&M's. He's going to know they're just candy. He can't read that. And Jeffy's already working on a letter.
Just finished. Daddy, how do I get graphite off my balls?
Is that what I think it is?
Well, what do you think it is? Yep.
Jeffy, that's disgusting. How'd you even do that?
Well, I smushed them on the paper and then I just traced them.
Jeffy, let me see your drawing. Aw, Jeffy, you did a good job making half of a heart.
Can it go in your refrigerator?
Yeah!
No, it cannot. Your ball sack's not going on the fridge.
Why?
Because it's gross, Jeffy. You know what? Look, just give these stupid gifts to the kid. That's good enough. It didn't cost me any money.
Do you think he's going to like it?
Oh, I think he's going to love it, buddy.
Do you think I'm going to win Angel Tree Gifter of the Year?
Oh, yeah, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, so y'all yes! Get all this stuff ready.
Okay, I'm going to take it to him.
Yeah.
Junior, your tater tots are ready!
Oh, hell yeah. You only made one batch of tater tots?
What'd it look like?
Oh, man, Joseph, look at all these tater tots.
I know, dude. This is a lot of tots. You could feed a community.
Or get a bunch of toys from Toys for Tots.
Heck yeah, dude.
I want a PS5.
Ooh, a hoverboard.
Ooh, a bounce house.
Oh, dude, a drone.
Hey, the Toys for Tots guy is here.
Hey there, I'm with Toys for Tots. Do you have toys for our tots?
No, we would actually like to exchange our tots for toys.
What?
Well, we have a bunch of tater tots, and you guys are toys for tots, so here's the tots. Give us toys.
But, no, I think you misunderstood. We're Toys for Tots, not Tots for Toys.
Well, no, I said Toys for Tots. Exactly what you're called. Toys for Tots. Toys in exchange for tots.
No, but we take the toys, and we give them to the tots, the little kids.
Oh, well, see, if it was toys for kids, that would make sense. Or toys for children, or toys for adolescents. This was toys for tots. Toys in exchange for tater tots. So for this plate of tater tots, I want a PS5. This one, we want a drone. That one, a flat screen TV. And that one, the
bounce house.
The bounce house for that one.
No, that's not how it works. We give toys to the tots. Like,
I tried to explain. They didn't understand.
But listen, man. I know you're saying whatever the hell you're saying, mumbo jumbo, but Toys for Tots, you might want to change your name to something that people could actually understand.
I'm sorry, but that's not how this works.
Wait, hey! You get back here!
That's a scammer, dude!
That's a Toys for Tots, a scam! Toys for Tots!
Yeah!
Guys, I told you this was gonna happen.
What? This is bullshit! They scammed us!
We actually tried this year!
Yeah, we're gonna
scam you, you just didn't understand.
We're gonna go to the court and sue them.
You're gonna sue a charity for children.
Yeah, we're gonna go outside their building and say, down with Toys for Tots!
Yeah.
Down with Toys for Tots!
You guys are gonna look like assholes.
They're assholes! They didn't accept our tots for toys!
No, of course they're not gonna accept tater tots! Nobody wants this!
Tell them to change the name then! You know what? These tater tots aren't gonna go for waste. We're gonna give these to our Angel Tree kids.
Well, these kids will be able to eat.
Yeah. Your kid wanted food.
That's what she wanted. She deserves it.
And my kid wanted socks, but he can stick his feet in tater tots.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it's just as good as socks.
Yeah.
All right, class, I hope everyone brought their Angel Tree gifts because the guy that works for them's gonna come around and collect your gifts and give them to the kids.
Yeah, give them to the kids. I'm gonna come collect them. Okay, so you had Max who wanted books and needed eyesight. So what'd you get him?
I got him a Christmas card that he can read, and also I traced my nutsack.
Why did you trace your nutsack?
Because it has bumps on it. He can read it.
Oh, great. I think he'll like that.
Yeah, so do I win Angel Tree Gift Giver of the Year?
You know, I don't know. I'm going to have to look at everyone else's gift and see if it's good.
Okay.
All right, time for the good stuff. What'd you get, Penelope?
Well, my kid wanted to meet LeBron James, so I just printed him out a picture of him.
That's a picture of Michael Jordan.
Damn it, she didn't listen!
No, you didn't. It's supposed to be LeBron James. If you didn't know what he looked like, why didn't you just ask me?
I did. You told me he was the bald black basketball player.
Well, not all bald black basketball players are LeBron James.
Or Michael Jordan, evidently.
Boo! You did a bad job.
You suck!
Okay, so your kid wanted a toy train and needed socks, but I'm seeing a lot of tater tots. What is that, your lunch?
No, so we thought the place called Toys for Tots was a place that you give tater tots and get toys in return, and we're going to give these kids the toys. Turns out that's not what they do.
No, they don't.
So now we just have a whole bunch of tater tots, and I have a toy train at home, but that's my Thomas. So we're just going to give all our kids tater tots. All of us are just going to give the kids tater tots.
You're going to give them day-old tater tots? No, actually, by the time Christmas comes around, they're going to be moldy.
Well, can't be poor and picky now. I'm poor, and I'm not that picky.
You wanted to meet LeBron James!
It was a one-time request!
Listen, they can eat the tater tots and be grateful. I mean, these are pretty good tater tots, a lot.
You kids suck! I really wanted that laptop!
Wait, what?
Well, okay, the rest of these kids are real, but that one kid with the laptop, he's fake. I just wanted you guys to buy me a laptop.
Dad!
Well, I'm sorry, I just wanted a laptop for Christmas.
Then, if you filled that out, why did you put hygiene as a need?
Because I wanted soap, and I didn't want to have to pay for it. You know how much I like soap. I like to smell good. You kids ruined Christmas. I hope you take a big, long look in the mirror and think about how greedy you all were.
I think you should look in the mirror.
No, I'm going to go next door and see if those other kids in the other classroom got me a laptop.
Wait, he did this to all the other classrooms?
Oh, sweet, a MacBook Pro! Jackson's going to love that!
Penelope, you're not going to believe this. The kid in the other classroom got me a MacBook Pro, so suck it!
Last time on Jeffy Ball Z. Frieza got knocked into a pool and now he wants revenge. Brooklyn guy stole Jeffy's wish again. That's starting to get pretty old. But he wished to become all powerful. Now, will Jeffy ever wake up? Let's find out.
I'm going to get my revenge!
What's your plan, Lord Frieza?
The plan is for me to collect all the Dragon Balls so I can be all powerful and I will never lose again!
Well, what do you want me to do?
You, you stupid monkey. You're gonna go and distract Jeffy so he doesn't get in the way of finding the Dragon Balls and finding before me.
Well, how am I gonna distract him? He's gonna think I'm trying to trick him again.
I don't know! Figure it out, you stupid ape!
Well, apes aren't actually stupid, sir. Sometimes monkeys can talk with sign language.
Oh, I wish you were talking in sign language right now so I wouldn't have to hear you. Now leave!
Okay.
Oh, God.
Nurse, is Jeffy gonna be okay? Well, he was hurt real bad. He's lucky he didn't die.
Die?
Yeah, no more fighting now, you hear?
Jeffy, you hear that? No more looking for Dragon Balls and no more fighting.
But Daddy, I have to find the Dragon Balls to get my wish.
No, every time you find the Dragon Ball, something bad happens. So you're grounded from ever looking for Dragon Balls ever again.
But Daddy!
No buts.
Jeez.
No G's either, so come on, you're going to your room.
Oh?
So Jeffy, you're gonna stay in your room and play with toys like a normal kid.
But Daddy, I wanna play with balls. Dragon Balls!
Oh, man! I'm so mad at my daddy for grounding me from looking for Dragon Balls! What's the point being able to go super riri? If I can still be grounded by my parents, I guess what they say is true. With great power comes great riri responsibilities.
Marvin, don't you think you were a little hard on Jeffy?
You heard the nurse, baby. He almost died. It's for his own good.
But he's sad now.
Well, would you rather him be sad or dead?
You're right, Marvin. Hey, what if we painted Easter eggs to look like Dragon Balls and hide them around the house and he can go look for them?
Well, I mean, at least he'd be doing something and he'd kind of think it was fun.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, okay? Brooklyn Tea Guy is considered armed and very dangerous, and he's currently flying around destroying the city. If you see him, take cover immediately and pray he doesn't see you.
That's right! I'm all powerful and I have a giant wiener! Nobody's safe!
Oh my God, Marvin, look! He's destroying the city!
Well, you can forget about the Easter eggs.
Well, Marvin, what if Jeffy could stop him?
There's no way Jeffy could stop that guy. You saw him get knocked out on the couch, and you can definitely forget about the Easter eggs.
Okay, Marvin, I guess you're right.
Yeah, it's better to let someone else go stop that guy. Like the cops. That's their job. And don't you dare bring up those Easter eggs again.
Okay, Marvin, I get it. No Easter eggs.
Well, if my daddy says that I can't go look for Dragon Balls, I'll just hit my own balls.
Hey, Jeffy!
What do you want, vagina?
It's Vegeta!
Do you want me to kick your boss's ass again?
You didn't kick his butt, you just made him fall into the pool, which is technically off-limits.
Well, don't report me to the Dragon Ball community!
I have to, because what you did was off-limits.
Well, is this off-limits?
You didn't think I would dodge that? I'm the prince of all sayings! Don't keep all your eggs in one basket!
Get that witch out of here!
Whoa, it went into the hoop!
Yeah, that was so sick!
I have an idea. Instead of fighting, how about we play a 1v1 game of Key Basketball? First person to 5 points wins, and the loser has to admit the other one's more powerful.
Oh, you're on, Stinky Vagina.
Okay, I get ball first. And... swish!
Alright, it's my turn.
Hey! Hey, that was a travel. You didn't dribble.
Well, I didn't know I was supposed to dribble it.
That's the rules of Key Basketball, so now it's my ball. Your point didn't count. 2-0.
Oh, man. Alright, my ball.
Oh, where we going?
Engine transmission!
What?
And now wasn't a travel because I teleported.
Well, I'm still winning 2-1. Wait, you're not going to try to block me?
No, I'm going to block you from back here.
Okay.
Get that shit out of here.
That's goaltending. I still get the point.
That's bullshit.
No, it's true. That's what the rule's called. It's called goaltending. So I'm up 3-1. And if I shoot from back here, it's worth 2 points. So I'll win if I make this. Yeah, I win!
Vagina, you cheated!
I didn't cheat, I'm just better. And now you have to admit that I'm more powerful than you.
Well, I can't do that because you're not Super Saiyan.
Well, I'm the prince of all Saiyans.
Yeah, but you're not a Super Saiyan.
Well, how do I learn how to be a Super Saiyan?
I don't know, you just gotta learn.
Well, can you teach me how to be a Super Saiyan?
I guess since you did win in the basketball game, I guess I'll teach you the ways.
Yeah, please teach me how to be a Super Saiyan, please!
Alright, so the first thing I do is I raise my hand.
And then I'll beat my diaper. And then you gotta get really mad!
Whoa, that's so cool that you went Super Saiyan! Okay, I'm gonna try that. I'm angry, it's not working! Why isn't it working?
You just gotta keep yelling louder and louder and louder.
Ah! Ah!
Like this. Ah!
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 Marvin, what's all that yelling from Jeffy's room?
He's probably throwing a temper tantrum because we won't let him go look for balls.
Hey there.
Ah! He's gonna try to kill us!
What if he tries killing Jeffy?
Get the water bottle!
Okay!
Water bottle? What? Wait, no, Alex, stop! I'm not a cat! Stop spraying me!
What are you doing here?
I'm not here to kill anybody!
Well, you're just lying to try to get us to turn our back so you can kill us!
What? No, I'm not gonna kill anybody! I don't even have my powers anymore!
Prove it!
See? Nothing.
How'd you lose your powers?
Well, I'll tell you. So here's what happened. After I got my powers, I decided to go look for all the Dragon Balls again because I wanted to wish for my own planet because I thought that would be cool. So I was flying around, destroying buildings, flipping cars and stuff until eventually I did find all the Dragon Balls and I wished for my own planet full of naked women and the aliens from Toy Story because I thought that would be funny. So I'm just hanging out on my planet with my naked women and the aliens and the naked aliens because things got kind of weird there for a little while. And then all of a sudden this white and purple alien dude shows up and he kind of looks like a Digimon and his name was like Refrigerator or Popsicle or something cold, I don't remember. And then he starts yelling at me about how he's the best in the universe and how he wants all my Dragon Balls because I guess my planet just came with Dragon Balls. I didn't realize that planets just naturally had Dragon Balls, but whatever. I was like, listen man, I don't know who you are, but you're not getting my Dragon Balls. So then he starts pointing his finger and then he starts shooting these lasers out and he's killing all my babes and all the aliens and I'm like, you want to go, dog? So I start throwing haymakers. I'm teleporting around him, punching him and stuff, and I punch him in the balls, and it turns out he doesn't have balls, because I don't really know what kind of gender he is, because he's like an alien or something. And then he says, look over there, a naked woman. And, I mean, I look, naturally, you know, because, like, naked. And then while I'm looking, he knocks me out, he steals all my Dragon Balls, he wishes for my powers, and he blows up my planet. So that's how I lost my powers.
Why Toy Story aliens?
I don't know, they seemed cool. Seemed like they knew how to party, until they started banging all my hot chicks. I'll never get the sound of that squeaking out of my head.
Well, you're still not allowed here because you kept stealing Jeffy's wishes.
Hey, come on, man. Look, I'm done with all the Dragon Balls and the wishes. I don't care about that stuff anymore. I just want to be normal now.
No, you knocked Jeffy out with your stupid power, so leave.
No, really, I'm really sorry. I even wrote you this letter about how sorry I am.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, see how big the frowny face is? That's because I'm very sorry. That's how big sorry I am.
Well, you should still leave.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news! A guy named Lord Freeza has been flying around destroying the city!
And I'm not gonna stop until I kill Jeffy! Oh, where are you, Jeffy? I'm coming for you!
Oh my god, Marvin, he's coming for Jeffy!
What are we gonna do?
Oh, you guys will be fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What if that's him?
We have to hide Jeffy!
Oh no, that's not him. That's probably all the I'm sorry pizzas I ordered to show you how so sorry I am. But there's like 7 pizzas, so I'm gonna need you guys to come to the door and help me carry them.
Okay. Hello?
Special delivery! Did someone order a pizza pie or a pizza die?
Well, you really messed them up.
Yeah.
You got my 20 bucks?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, I don't usually betray people, but 20 bucks is 20 bucks. So, we gonna have that take over the world pizza party?
Oh, not just yet. I gotta murder them first.
Murder? You didn't say anything about murder.
Any last words, puny humans?
Hey, you didn't say anything about murdering anyone. You just said you were gonna hurt them.
Oh, I'm trying to take over the world! And if I wanna hurt Jeffy, I have to hurt everyone around him.
Well, they already look pretty hurt to me.
Oh no. They need to die!
You killed them? That's really messed up, man.
That's the point. That is where murder is. Do you want to die, too?
No.
That's what I thought. Now get out of my way. Jeffy!
Where are you? I gotta do something.
Jeffy, where are you?
Okay, it's time for me to finally be a hero.
I finally get to kill him. You thought you could kill Lord Frieza with a bat?
Not really, no.
Back to business. Oh, Jeffy, come out and play. Peekaboo, I see you.
Lord Frieza, did you find the Dragon Balls?
Sure did. I found 2 sets, one on the planet I already destroyed, and these.
What are you going to use your 2 wishes for?
I already used one to steal somebody else's powers to become all-powerful. And I'm going to use these to make sure every monkey dies a horrible death.
You're going to wish for me to die?
I mean, yeah, you're useless. I already found the Dragon Balls, and all I need is myself and my finger.
So you're really gonna kill me after everything I did for you?
Vegeta, you did it! You finally went Super Saiyan!
I did! I did go Super Saiyan!
Ooh, look at you! You finally grew some hair! Big whoop, stupid monkey!
I'll show you a stupid monkey!
You dare try to take on Lord Frieza? Die, stupid monkey!
Vegeta, are you okay?
I got this. All the years I had to put up with Lord Frieza, and now I'm going to get my revenge.
Too easy.
Vegeta, no!
I'm going to kill you!
Like how I killed your parents?
You didn't kill my parents!
Oh, yes, I did. Come look. Oh, wait, hold on. Don't want you making a wish. I need to take these. Come on, man. See, look. Dead, like you're about to be.
You killed my parents! You're a monster, Frieza!
Poor effort. My turn! Let me go finish him.
You did it now.
Do you give up? If you give up now, I'll spare your life. All you have to do is become my slave for eternity. And suck my toes. They're big and pointy.
I don't give up.
You know this is only 10% of my power, right? You want to see 100?
Not really. I'm sweet.
I'm too powerful! Why the fuck am I so powerful? Why? Tell me you quit. Please tell me you quit. I want to hear you beg for your life. Beg! 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 Never.
Destructo disc!
What?
Oh, man. I can't believe my mommy and daddy are dead. Oh, wait, I have all the Dragon Balls, so I still get one wish. I can wish for them to come back to life.
Dragon come, let y'all make the dragon come.
Hi there, I'm Boopy the Dragon, and you get one wish. I wish that everyone that Lord Frieza killed was back to life. Your wish is my command. Poof!
Wait, what happened?
Yay, my mommy and daddy are back to life.
Wait, back to life? We died?
Yeah, but I used the Dragon Balls to wish you guys back to life.
Hey, you wish me back to life too? That's really nice. I thought you hated me.
Well, I really just wanted my mommy and daddy back to life.
Oh, well, you got me too, so thank you. And guys, I'm actually really sorry about betraying you again.
What? No, you betrayed us. You said there were pizzas.
Well, there were pizzas.
Yeah, Marvin, there were pizzas.
I just didn't tell you the part where he was going to kill you. But to be fair, I didn't know he was going to kill you. He was just supposed to hurt you. So, are we cool? I mean, he killed me too, right? So, we're cool? Cool? Right? Buddy? We're cool? Cool?
After a brutal struggle, Frieza is dead, and Jeffy finally got to use a wish. For once, everything seems peaceful in the universe for Jeffy. But wait, who could this new mysterious person be? A new friend for Jeffy, or a powerful new foe? Find out on the next episode of Jeffy Ball Z.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know.
Wait, Cody, why do you have a half gallon of orange juice? And who's that?
Oh, he's from the Guinness Book of World Records, because I'm trying to break the world record for most orange juice drank in a week. So he has to watch me drink all this orange juice to make sure I break the record. Just ignore him.
Guys, we're about to be super rich on Fortnite. Look at all the V-Bucks I stole.
Whoa, Joseph, that's like 300,000 V-Bucks.
I know, dude. I got it from the gift card section at Target. No one was watching. I just grabbed them and ran out.
Wait, Joseph, you said you stole those?
Duh.
Well, guys, they're not going to work unless you buy them.
What?
Well, they don't activate the cards unless you buy them, so those are useless. That's probably why they didn't try to stop you, Joseph.
Well, he still stole a bunch of cardboard.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of cardboard, dude.
Well, yeah, it is, but it's only worth like a penny each.
That has to be like 35 cents, right?
Yeah, and we can use them as bookmarks.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, so let's go read a book.
Yeah.
And then stop and save our spot.
Yeah, where them books at, bro?
Yeah, where the books at?
Gotta find them.
I wish I had a lot of V-Bucks.
Dude, he had to ruin it.
Well, do you have a lot of money?
No.
Well, then we're not going to get a lot of V-Bucks.
I wish I had a job.
I wish I was a girl so I can have an OnlyFans account.
Yeah, girls have it so easy. All they have to do is take a picture of their feet and they get V-Bucks.
Yeah.
Oh, we could try streaming. People usually donate money to people who stream video games.
I mean, we could live stream us playing video games. Like, we could literally live stream playing Fortnite and get more money for Fortnite.
Dude, they only donate to hot girls in hot tubs.
Well, I can dress up like a hot girl and stream me playing Fortnite.
Oh my god, yeah, Jeffy, you can dress up like a hot girl and play Fortnite, and we can get all the V-Bucks from all the donations.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffy, you dress up like a girl, and I'll set up the streaming stuff.
All right.
I took a sip.
All right, Jeffy, I have everything plugged in. I have your microphone plugged in. I have Fortnite on the TV. I have OBS started and the webcams on. You ready to live stream?
Yeah, Junior, let's get this party started and let's make some cash.
All right, let me start the live stream. And we're live. All right, Jeffy, test out the mic.
Ping, ping.
Yeah, it works.
Dude, we don't have any viewers.
Jeffy, do something to get viewers.
Oh, yeah, the cans.
Oh, my God, we got 15 viewers.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, how about a little titty ASMR?
30 viewers soon!
Oh, my God, they're loving it. We're getting comments, too. We're getting comments. What's the guy in the background drinking?
Your mom's urine sample. How about that? She should drink more water. I'm trying to break this record.
He's trying to break the record for most orange juice drank in a week. Ooh, they want to know if you can butt chug it.
Would that count? He says it wouldn't count. Sorry, guys, I want to, but it's got to be down the throat.
Oh, okay, who's the girl? This is my sister, Jeffica. She'll do anything for money.
I will.
What, they said it? I bet it's bubblegum pink. What's that?
He must be talking about the controller, dude.
It's white.
Yeah, it's white.
Yeah.
This guy said for $10,000, if Jeffy gets a win, he'll donate $10,000.
Oh, that's easy. It's so easy, I'll even do it with my tips. Oh, yeah, this is too easy. I got one kill and there's 62 people left.
Only 62 people left?
Oh, dude, this is an easy dub.
Oh, yeah, too easy. So easy that I'm grittying on these hoes.
Yeah, gritty on them, gritty on them.
Well, damn, dude.
Who sniped me? Show me the slots!
The ducky guy. He's boxing.
Well, he can eat Jeffy's nuts.
Jeffica, you're a girl, remember?
Oh, well, he can eat this roast beef sandwich.
Oh, dude, we just lost $10,000.
I can't believe we lost $10,000. Wait a minute. The guy said he'll give us one more chance to earn $10,000.
Okay. I won't mess it up this time.
Yeah, don't gritty at all. Just focus on the game, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Wait. Cody, where's the orange juice guy?
Oh, he went to the bathroom. I have to wait for him to get back.
Why don't you just pour out the orange juice and say you drink it?
Well, I guess I could do that. But, never mind. Look, I wasn't gonna do it, okay? I really want to break this record.
All right, Jeffy, play.
All right, Junior, I'm just gonna bush camp the whole game.
Yeah, there's no way anyone will ever find you in that bush.
Fuck!
How did he know you were there?
I don't know! How did he know?
It's the same guy from last game! It's the exact same guy who killed you last round, Jeffy!
Horse! Pull! Shit!
Oh my god! We just lost $10,000!
Yeah, and I'm out of orange juice. I gotta go get some more, guys. What?
Mm-mm.
What? Oh, what? That little drip? Oh, hop off my pecker, dog. Damn. Alright, fine, I'll drink it. You happy now? I'm gonna go get more orange juice.
Dude, he said he was gonna give us another try.
Oh, Jeffy, he said he'll give us another try to get $10,000 if you get a win on the next round, but only one more chance.
Okay, I'll try not to mess it up again.
Let me grab the controller.
Guys, I'm gonna do it this time. It's only me and one other person.
You got this, Jeffy.
You can pull it off, dude.
Oh, he's right there.
I'm shooting him. Oh, shithole. Oh, it's right there, Junior.
It's the same ducky guy!
How does he keep finding me?
Wait a minute. His username matches the guy in the chat who said he was going to give us $10,000.
Dude, he's stream sniping us.
What's stream sniping?
Stream sniping is when somebody watches your stream and then they use that to find you in the game and then kill you over and over again. Oh yeah, I got more orange juice, so I'm back.
Wait, so he's stream sniping us? Do you think he was ever going to give us the money?
No, he's been finessing us the whole time.
We should find him and kill him.
Yes.
No, that's a good idea. Who are you?
Karen, check this out. I keep lying to these kids and telling them I'll give them $10,000 if they win in Fortnite, and then I use the stream to see where they are in the game, and then I snipe them.
Brittany, that's not very nice.
Yeah, we'll tell the kids to get good.
Well, isn't that cheating because you see where they're at in the game?
Yeah, well, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Boyney, cheaters never prosper.
Tell that to my win-loss ratio.
Boyney, why don't you put down the game and pay attention to me?
But I don't want to look at you, Karen. I want to look at Fortnite. Go do your makeup or alphabetize your tampons or something.
So, Junior, how are we going to find out where's the stream sniper?
Well, I just called an expert that hopefully can track his IP address and give us his address.
Hey there, there's somebody called Big Search Computer Repair Services.
Yeah, there's this guy that kept killing us in the video game, and we want you to trace his IP address so we can go to his house and hurt him.
Easy! Move out of my way! Is this a dual-core processor? Wait, don't tell me! I want to find out once I'm inside! Yep, I'm in! I'm inside! There's his address.
Wow, you're so quick!
Yeah, not the first time I've been told that before.
Alright, guys, we have his address. What do we go do to him?
We go to his house and we snipe him!
Yeah, that's a really good idea! Alright, guys, let's go snipe him at his house. You coming, Cody?
No, I'm just gonna stay here with my orange juice.
Okay.
Now that I'm by myself... Come on, Hinata feet, POV, call me daddy.
I can see you.
You want to watch with me?
There, now that I made those little kids cry, I'm going to sit back and watch the Miami Heat game. We're playing against the Detroit Pistons. They call them that because they piss a ton in their diapers when they're playing Jimmy because they're scared.
Boy, I didn't know babies could play basketball.
Yeah, and they all play for the Detroit Pistons. That's why they've lost 62 games this season, and it's about to be 63 because of Jimmy.
That's a lot of losses, Boynie.
Yeah, Jimmy would never. Jimmy could never.
Boynie, did you check the mail today?
Oh, I hate you so much.
Is that a no?
No, I did not check the mail today, Karen.
But Boynie, what if my Zoo Books came in the mail?
Karen, there's no way you get 12 fascinating issues of Zoo Books for the low, low price of $19.95. That's a scam.
Well, can you just go look?
Why don't you just go look? I want to watch the game.
Because it's dark outside and I'm scared.
Check the mail! Check the mail! Bitch.
Let me see. I don't think there's anything in here. Let me get in and check.
All right, Jeffy, look, he's outside. He's checking his mail.
I got him in my sights, Junior. I'm about to blow his tits off.
Nope. No mail. No Zoo Books. Just a big old waste of my time. Ow!
Jeffy, you got him! Shoot him again!
Call me Lee Harvey Oswald.
Was that a Nerf bullet? Where the hell did that come from? Ow!
Shoot him one more time! I'm gonna JFK his ass!
Hey! I see you, kids! Knock it off! Ow! Okay, that is it. I'm going back in my house. So how are you gonna shoot me then, huh?
Oh, man, he's going inside?
I have a plan. Come on.
Boynie, did my Zoo Books come in the mail?
Does it look like your damn Zoo Books came in? Do you see any Zoo Books? I don't see any Zoo Books.
Boynie, why are you so frustrated?
Well, when I was checking the mail, these kids outside kept sniping me with a Nerf gun.
Well, weren't you sniping kids in your game earlier?
Well, yeah, but it was funny because I was doing it.
Well, now it's funny because they're doing it. Karma's a bitch.
I didn't know your name was Karma.
Hey!
What, now who could that be?
Boynie, go answer the door.
Why don't you answer the door?
Because I'm afraid of strangers. And what if it's my Zoo Books?
It's not going to be your damn Zoo Books. They're not going to deliver them at night.
Are they afraid of the dark, too?
Yes.
Boynie, go answer the door. What if it's the neighbors that need a cup of sugar?
Nobody even does that anymore, Karen.
Boynie, just go answer the door!
But I want to watch the game!
Go, Boynie!
Hello? Out! Alright, screw you, kids! Oh, God, I hate kids. I hate kids so much. I want to take all the kids in the world and put them in a big old football stadium and then blow it up.
Boynie, don't say that!
Oh, no, I mean it. I mean it, Karen. Next kid I see, I'm punching him right in the face.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hey, my kid. I would never put you in a big football stadium and then blow it up.
Thanks, Dad. Oh, Boynie, I have a great idea. Why don't we all go out to dinner?
Ooh, that's a great idea, Karen. I have an idea. How about you and Penelope go get dinner, and I stay here and watch the Heat?
Fine, Boynie. Come on, Penelope.
Oh, I'm happy. Oh, this is what happiness looks like. This is my happy face. And unpause the TV. And unpause the TV. And unpause the TV. Okay, the TV's frozen. My ass. I have leukemiaids in my ass. Actually, you know what? That's fine. I already know Miami's gonna win. I don't even need to watch it. I'll just go to bed early so I don't have to touch Karen when she gets home.
Ooh, time to hit the hay. Time to get some shut-eye. Time to catch some Z's. Time to count some sheep. Time to watch the Miami Heat game on my phone. Oh, Miami's winning. Of course they are. Because of Jimmy. Go, Jimmy! The Heat! Oh, Jimmy, the things I would do to you if I was a woman.
Ah, damn it, you kids! What? Why the hell is the window open?
He sure learned his lesson.
Oh, yeah, dude, he definitely got the message.
Yeah, he won't be sniping us anymore.
Cody, are you okay? Why are you orange?
I think I have some kind of vitamin C poisoning from drinking all that orange juice.
Well, did you break the record?
No, I only have one little drop left before I break the record.
Well, here you go.
No. Don't give it to me. I don't want to die. I think I already have some kind of vitamin C paralysis.
Cody, just drink this last sip and break the record, then I'll call a doctor.
No, Junior, call a doctor right now.
Okay, fine. I'll call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Oh, hell no, it's you kids. You guys are the ones that were sniping me earlier. I'm not helping you.
Well, you were sniping us in Fortnite.
Yeah, that's a video game, not in real life while I'm trying to watch The Heat.
Well, listen, our friend's orange and we just need your help.
Why are you orange?
I was trying to break the world record for most orange juice drank in a week.
Oh, hell no, that's my record. I'm not helping you. Wait, Simmons?
Sorry, mate, I had to get a part-time job.
Wait, how close is he to breaking my record?
One drop.
Oh, no, I'm not helping you guys. I hope you die.
Jeffy, sit on him.
Wait, no, get off me. Get off me. All
right, we're gonna make you watch Cody break your record.
But no, you bastards! Don't take this from me! It's all I have left! No!
Hey, I did it! I win! No!
Guys, the Miami Heat won!
Oh, well, I guess today's not so bad.
Today we're gonna fly this kite.
Oh, dude, that's gonna be so fun.
Junior, why would we fly a kite?
Because that's what they're built to do. Fly. Duh.
Have you never flew a kite before?
Yeah. Hey, Joseph, why is that airplane in the sky?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. It's like it was meant to fly or something. I mean, I guess a kite can have other purposes. I mean, I guess you could use it as toilet paper, but that'd be uncomfortable.
No, Junior, I mean, it's storming outside, so why would we fly a kite?
Is it against the rules to fly a kite during a storm?
No, it's just a bad idea.
Well, why? There's so much wind during a storm. I think it would be a good idea to fly a kite during wind.
Yeah.
You know, I think kites only work with wind. Cody, you're so dumb.
What, you know what else there is in a storm?
What?
Lightning!
I know. That's why I put a key right here, so we can discover electricity.
It's already been discovered.
Duh, I know that, Cody. I'm not stupid. How do you think there's lights on in the house? I know there's electricity. I just want to discover it again.
If it's already been discovered, why would you try to discover it again?
Because of the first caveman that made a fire. Does that mean that we can't make any more fires?
What?
Yeah, you're stupid. So let's go fly this kite outside.
Bad idea.
All right, guys, are you ready to fly this kite?
Dude, it's going to go so high.
Yeah, it's going to go over the trees like...
This is a bad idea, guys.
No, it's not.
We're going to get struck by lightning because you taped a key to the top of the kite.
We're going
to
discover electricity like Benjamin Button.
You mean Benjamin Franklin, who already discovered it?
Benjamin Franklin discovered the $100 bill. That's why he's on it.
Duh, dude, it's so hard to find.
Yeah, all right, guys. So on the count of three, we're going to release the kite in the air, okay?
Okay.
3, 2, 1... Oh, guys, what happened?
Get struck by lightning, you idiot.
Oh, I'm in so much pain.
Oh, it hurts. Guys, let's go back to my house.
Okay. We can make it.
Cody, I don't feel good.
Yeah, of course not, because we got struck by lightning because you're an idiot and wanted to fly a kite during a thunderstorm.
Why didn't you try to talk me out of it?
I did.
Oh, are we going to die?
I don't think so. We're pretty lucky, actually. Only 1 out of 1.2 million people get struck by lightning, and 6,000 of those die.
So what you're saying is we should buy lottery tickets because we're so lucky?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, dude, I don't feel too good.
Me either.
Yeah, I feel really thirsty. I wish I had a bottle of water.
What? Cody!
What, am I a bottle of water?
Yeah, you're a bottle of water!
Dude, that's crazy!
Well, how's that even possible?
I don't know. I was just thinking about a bottle of water, and I turned into a bottle of water.
What? Joseph.
What, dude?
Do you think when we got struck by lightning, it gave Cody superpowers?
No way, that'd be crazy, dude!
That'd be insane!
Well, maybe, yeah, I guess it's possible.
Oh my god, so, can you, morph into anything?
I don't know, maybe just a bottle of water. That would suck.
Oh, you should try to morph into something else, you should morph into a computer mouse.
Okay, let me try it. Hey guys, I'm a computer mouse!
Cody's a computer mouse!
Whoa, dude, that's crazy!
You really can morph into anything!
Yeah, I guess so.
But can you turn back into yourself, though?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so. I don't want to be a computer mouse forever. Here we go. Okay, guys, do I look like me?
Oh, no, Joseph. He's uglier than usual.
Oh, man, I didn't think it was possible.
Guys, do I look like me or not?
I don't know. Have you always had, 30 pimples on your face?
What, guys?
And have you always had 4 eyes?
Okay, instead of making fun of me, this is serious. I have superpowers.
Well, how come we all don't have superpowers? We all got struck by lightning.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you do. Just try something.
Okay, Joseph, what kind of power do you think we have?
I don't know, but I gotta pee, dude.
Joseph, did you just go pee?
Yeah.
He ran, like, super fast.
Yeah, he did. Joseph, I think you have super speed.
Wait, what are you talking about, dude?
You ran, like, really fast.
Wait, you think I have super speed?
Yeah. Run around the house real quick and see how long it takes you.
Okay. Whoa, dude, I ran really fast. I guess I do have super speed.
Yeah, you do. You ran around the house, like, really fast. You see that, Cody?
Wait, Cody, why are you a tape dispenser?
Because I'm just sticking around.
What?
That's dumb.
I guess my jokes just aren't sticking.
You can morph into anything. You can't morph into a good comedian?
Yeah, dude, tell a better joke.
Yeah, why don't you morph into a book of jokes and then read yourself?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so you can morph into anything, and Joseph's super speed. Mm-hmm. Hey, Joseph, can you give me a Hawaiian punch downstairs?
Yeah, sure, dude. Here you go. My bad for taking so long. I had to go down the stairs and then open the refrigerator.
Yeah, it's okay, Joseph. I mean, it was pretty quick. Yeah. Okay, so you can morph into anything, and Joseph has super speed. So what do I have?
Maybe you have super strength.
Super strength? That'd be really cool. Ooh, Cody, can you morph into something heavy to see if I have super strength?
Okay. Okay, Junior, I morphed into a cannonball. These are heavy. They're like 1,000 pounds.
Hey, Cody, if you're going to morph into something heavy, why didn't you morph into your mom?
Yeah, dude, she's huge.
Yeah, she's really fat.
Okay. All right, Junior, I morphed into my mom. Now you're going to call her fat to her face?
Hey, look, Joseph, Cody turned into a big fat whale. Oh. All right, guys, if I can lift up Cody's big fat whale mom, then I definitely have super strength, okay?
Okay, dude.
Okay, she weighs like 20 tons.
Dude, gross.
Did you just fart?
Oh, sorry, guys, it just slipped out.
Wait, is that your superpower? To fart really hard?
No, it just slipped out because Chef Pee-Pee made beans last night.
That's gross, Junior.
Shut up. Look, I'm trying to lift you up again.
Disgusting,
stop
dude.
Farting.
I can't help it. It just keeps slipping out.
I think that's your superpower.
No, it's not my superpower. Farting is not my power.
Yeah, your superpower is farting, dude. My superpower is super speed. So you know I'm good at tag. Tagger it.
Well, tagger it.
Ow, dude.
What happened?
I felt like you shocked me or something.
Wait, really? Cody, does this hurt?
Ow, yeah. It's like a little static shock.
Like a shock?
Yeah. Ow, stop it. Stop doing that.
Wait a minute. So my superpowers is that I can shock people, and I can fart really loud, and it smells bad, right?
Yeah.
And you can morph into anything.
Yeah.
And you have super speed.
Oh, yeah.
We could be superheroes.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, my stomach's rumbling. Hey, Cody, can you, like, morph into a sandwich or something?
Okay. All right, Junior, I'm a roast beef sandwich.
Ew, I don't want to eat a roast beef sandwich.
Oh, come on. I'm delicious.
But, like, if I eat you, will you die?
Oh, I hadn't really thought about that.
And if I take a bite of you, like, what part of your body goes missing?
Yeah, I don't think I want to try that.
Ooh, guys, I got an idea. Why don't we prank Chef Pee-Pee and put Cody on the kitchen counter, and then Chef Pee-Pee might think he's a real sandwich.
Oh, dude, that's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do that.
Chef Pee-Pee's cooking again. It might make you fart, so take lots of tips. Oh, baby.
Ooh, I think I need salt and pepper now. Wait. How you doing, little roast beef sandwich? You look good. Who left you in here? You look better than what I'm cooking right now. Do you mind if I take a little bite out of you? Oh, yeah.
Hey, Chef Phoebe.
What the heck? What's wrong with you?
Chef Phoebe thought you were a sandwich.
Yeah, I even got a little tongue action. If that's how he treats a roast beef sandwich, maybe I should turn into a whole Arby's. I do have the meats.
All right, guys, we were blessed with superpowers, so we should use them for good.
Screw that. I just made out with Chef Pee-Pee as a sandwich. Imagine what I could do with other foods. Oh, man, I could even turn into a truck stop toilet seat. Imagine the possibilities.
Ew, dude, that's gross.
Yeah, that's disgusting, Cody.
Maybe for you.
Well, I mean, if anybody's going to use their powers for bad, Joseph would go rob a gas station and nobody would even see him.
Wait, I can do that?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't do it.
Dude, I'll be right back. Oh, dude, look at all this cash I got.
Wait, you just robbed a gas station for all its money.
Hey, I didn't take all of the money. I only took the big bills. They're not going to miss those.
Well, since you guys are going to use your powers for bad, I'm going to use mine for good.
Junior, how are you going to help people by farting and zapping?
Yeah, well, those are the worst powers, dude.
Well, they're not bad powers.
Yeah, they're pretty lame powers, Junior.
They're not lame!
Whoa, Junior, calm down. You're not you when you're hungry.
What?
I said you're not you when you're hungry. I'm a Snickers, Junior. Get it?
What, they make blue Snickers?
Yeah, I'm crispy.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to show you guys that my powers aren't lame and I can actually help somebody with them.
I want to throw up. Oh, my God. I can't believe I made out with Cody.
What's wrong, Chef Pee-Pee?
Oh, thank God you're here, Junior. Don't tell anybody, but I made out with your weird friend, Cody.
Oh, you made out with Cody? Why would you do that?
Look, I was trying to eat a roast beef sandwich, and then he disappeared. I don't know what's going on, but I want to throw up.
You want to throw up? I think I can help with that.
Oh, oh God!
Yay! He threw up! I helped Jeffy B.
All right, guys, I did something good. I made Chef Pee-Pee throw up.
How is that good?
Well, he wanted to throw up because he made out with Cody.
I'm a ping-pong paddle.
Yeah, he's a ping-pong paddle, dude.
Well, if you're a ping-pong paddle, what part of you is the ball?
Why don't you grab onto it while I turn back to normal and find out?
No, thanks.
I'm going to go to Mexico. Man, there's a lot of murders there.
Wait, is it hot there?
Yeah, they got some good quesadillas, too, but yeah, it is hot.
Oh, I want to turn into a ping-pong paddle and go to Mexico.
Sorry, Jenny, your powers are just lame.
Yeah, they suck, dude.
Well, my powers might be lame, but I'm cool. Like, I'm cool as a person, right?
Oh, you're cool, huh? Ooh, it's me, Junior. I'm so cool.
But Cody, you can't be me. I'm me.
No, it's me, Junior, and I love the movie Big Hero 6.
But I would never say that. You take that back.
Yeah, and the sun is actually a star, not a planet.
I would never say that.
Yeah, and Cody's mom's actually really skinny. She's not fat at all.
That's a lie.
Which one's the real one? Which one's the real one?
But Joseph, you can't be serious. I'm the real Junior.
No, I'm the real Junior. Joseph, don't you remember that time when we did that one thing?
Oh, yeah, dude, I do remember. You're the real one.
Well, no, Joseph, I'm the real one. Look, he has glasses on.
Well, didn't you have glasses before?
But no, I'm the real Junior. Look.
Ow, dude, that hurt. Yeah, you're the real one, dude. That hurt.
Yeah, I have the shocky powers. He doesn't have shocky powers.
Oh, well, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, you just stay you, Cody.
Okay.
Unless you want to turn into Chef Pee-Pee and screw with my dad.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Wouldn't that be really funny? Okay, turn into Chef Pee-Pee and go screw with my dad.
Okay.
Whoa, you're Chef Pee-Pee.
Hey there, Junior. Ooh, I'm fine.
Now go screw with my dad.
Okay.
Oh, man, I can't wait to watch TV.
Hey, Junior's dad.
Wait, Chef Pee-Pee, what are you doing in my room? Go in the kitchen and cook something.
Mind if I hop in bed with you?
Hop in bed with me?
Yeah.
Any other day, I would say no. But those glasses look banging on you, so pop a squat.
All right. So what are you watching?
Charlie and Friends.
Mm, it's a pretty good show.
You like it?
Yeah. Like I like you.
I like you too.
So, Joseph, do you think Cody's pranking my dad?
Oh, yeah. He's getting your dad real good, dude.
Oh, man, your dad.
So, Cody, did you prank my dad?
You said screw with your dad.
Yeah, like you pranked him, like you screwed with him.
Oh, I didn't prank him.
What? So then what'd you do with him?
We wrestled.
What? You beat up my dad?
No. Oh, no, dude, he beat up your dad!
Wow, you think just because you have superpowers you can go beat up people's dads?
No, I didn't beat him up.
Wow, you beat him up. Well, what if I beat you up?
Well, you wouldn't hit a washing machine, would you?
Wait, what?
I'm a washing machine, Junior, so if you try to hit me, you're gonna hurt your hand. And I'm on the rinse cycle, dork.
Well, just because you have really cool powers doesn't mean you can beat up my dad.
Yeah, well, maybe your superpowers shouldn't be so crappy.
My powers aren't crappy.
They are pretty crappy, dude.
Junior's crappy superpowers, and I'm a washing machine.
Junior has crappy powers. Junior has crappy powers.
Yeah, I can shoot lightning out of my body, which means I'm gonna electrocute you, Cody.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm a balloon, Junior, so you can't shock me.
How is that gonna stop me?
Because I'm made out of rubber and I don't conduct electricity.
We'll see about that. Oh, I'm so sorry, Joseph. You made me shock, Joseph. I'm gonna pop you.
No, you're not.
Hold on. I got a needle.
Oh, come on. You don't gotta do that. Ow!
And now that you're laying there all hurt, Cody, I'm gonna electrocute you!
No.
Cody, I'm gonna electrocute you again.
Didn't work. I'm gonna turn into a hunky dude. Guess I already am.
What? Did we lose our powers? What? Joseph, try to run around.
Okay, dude.
That sucks.
Yeah, dude.
We lost our powers!
Well, whose fault is that?
Yours for beating up my dad?
Well, it's your fault for electrocuting me for beating up your dad.
Well, you shouldn't have beat up my dad in the first place!
Yeah, well, your powers were sucky anyway.
That's it! I didn't have sucky powers!
The dinner's almost ready! Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, or should I call you Cody? Because that's what you wanted me to call you, right? What? Oh, yeah, should I call you Juicy Fruit? Because it was great, but it didn't last long. What are you talking about? Look, if you're ready for round two, you know where to find me. I'm not even gonna ask.
What's wrong, Cody?
Well, it's just that me and Ken want to have a baby, but we can't because we're two dudes.
He's a dog, Cody!
He's not a dog, Joseph.
Why do you and Ken want to have a baby?
Well, it's just that we've been together for a long time, and it would be cool to have a little Ken Jr. running around.
Where do babies even come from, dude?
I think girls poop them out of their butts.
Ew.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But we don't have a girl's butt. So I made a machine that can make babies!
You made a machine that can make babies?
Yeah, let me go get it. Bam, 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 behold you guys, baby machine, baby machine, bam, patent pending.
Whoa, baby machine, what's it do?
Yeah, I just explained that it makes babies.
Well, how's it work?
Oh, well, you put the DNA of one person here, and then you put the DNA of another person here, and then the machine combines the DNA to make a baby.
Well, if you already made a baby machine, why'd you even tell us about it? Why don't you just make a baby?
Oh, well, because Ken here doesn't have any DNA.
Because he's a doll, dude.
No, Joseph. It's because his DNA got burned off when he was in space exploring the universe and he encountered aliens because he had to save the planet of Quadrillion, and the only way he could save it is if they burned off all his DNA.
What? Do you even hear yourself, dude?
Well, look, guys, the point is I need someone's DNA.
Well, you can't have mine. I don't even like you, dude.
I guess I'll give you my DNA since we're best buds.
Well, Junior, I was actually thinking we'd use Chef Pee-Pee's DNA.
Chef Pee-Pee's DNA? Why his?
What, have you seen him? He's gorgeous. My DNA combined with his? Our baby would be rocking. He'd be a supermodel.
Chef Pee-Pee is really hot.
Yeah, he's banging.
Okay, so how do we get Chef Pee-Pee's DNA?
Okay, I was thinking I would dress up like a girl, right? And then I'd go on Tinder, and then I'd match with him, and then we'd go on a date, and then he'd invite me back to his house, and then he'd want to do it, but then I'd be like, no, I want to wait till marriage. And then we wait, and we date for 2 years, and then when we finally get married, we go on a honeymoon to Hawaii, and then right when we're about to make sweet, passionate love, I pluck out one of his hairs and run away.
Isn't there a quicker way to do it?
I mean, I guess you could just get his hair right now from the kitchen, but I mean, that'd be boring, and I already have the girl outfit ready.
I'm just gonna go grab one of his hairs right now.
Aw, come on, I already bought the plane tickets.
Junior, your ham and cheese sandwich is ready!
Thanks, Chef Pee-Pee! Wait, why aren't you wearing your hairnet?
Junior, I'm not a lunch lady, I don't need a hairnet.
Well, you get hair in my food all the time.
I don't get hair in your food, just get your sandwich and eat it already.
Perfect. All right, Cody, take your pick. Look at all the hair you got.
Ew! That much hair?
Yeah, he's getting old.
Ew, I'll just take some of this hair, put it here, and then for my DNA...
Yuck.
Okay, so now I just set it to 350 degrees, put it on toast, and leave it for about an hour.
An hour? What are we going to do for an hour?
Yeah.
I don't know, make out.
What?
What? I mean, make another sandwich? We could do that.
Can we watch?
No, don't take that off. You'll go blind and grow hair in your palms if you watch a baby being made. That's what my parents told me.
Okay, I guess we'll just sit here for an hour.
You going to eat that sandwich?
No.
Well, you mind if I eat it?
I can take the hair off for you.
No. I like that.
What, it's done already?
Yep. Power of video editing, Junior. It's a hell of a thing.
So there's a baby in there?
Yeah.
Wait, so that was lame?
What do you mean?
There was no, like, special effects. It just dinged. There was no, like, lightning bolts or anything.
But, Junior, do you think we have time for all that? This video has to be up by tomorrow.
I just think it would have been cool if there was a lightning bolt.
Okay, fine. Little lightning bolt. Bam! There you go. That took 10 minutes.
10 minutes for that?
Yep, 10 minutes just for that little thing.
I guess that was cool.
All right, I'm going to open this up, but cover your eyes. It's going to be bright AF. Oh, my God, he's gorgeous.
What the heck, dude? I'm out of here. He's ugly.
Joseph, it's the miracle of childbirth.
Hey, little guy, I'm your daddy.
What are you going to name him, Cody?
I'm going to name him Chaz. Can you say that, little guy? His first words.
Aw, Cody, I want a baby.
Well, Junior, you know how to use the machine.
Hand me that sandwich.
It's okay, Chaz. Just the machine.
Okay, so I just open the door?
Yeah, and cover your eyes. It'll be bright.
Okay.
Mamma mia!
Oh, my God! He's gorgeous!
No. It's okay, Chaz. It's just your half-brother. So what are you going to name him, Junior?
I'm going to name him... Junior.
Junior, that's a stupid name.
It's better than Chaz.
No, Chaz is a great name. Yeah, you tell him, Chaz.
Do you think we should tell Chef Pee-Pee about his kids?
Yeah, they should probably meet their biological father.
All right, I'm gonna go get Chef Pee-Pee. I'll see you in a minute, Junior. Mwah.
What do you want, Junior? I'm very busy.
Say hello to your children, Chef Pee-Pee.
Puppy.
What the is going on?
Whoa, Chef Pee-Pee. Language. We don't want our kids growing up with potty mouths.
Yeah, don't cuss in front of them, Chef Pee-Pee.
What the is going on?
What? These are your kids, Chef Pee-Pee. This is Junior.
The puppy.
And this is Chad.
These are not my kids, do you? I don't have children. What the hell is going on here?
They are your kids, Chef Peepee. I took your hair and I put it in the baby machine and it had babies.
Junior, it's a baby machine.
Oh yeah, I forgot. It's a baby machine. Baby machine.
Junior, pay attention. I did not consent to this. What the hell is going on here? These are not my children.
They are your kids. You want a DNA test?
Yes, I want a DNA test. I want a DNA test right there now.
All right, Chef Peepee, we got the test results back, and you are the father!
I told you! I told you that was yours! I told you that was yours! I told you that was yours! I told you that was yours!
All right. I mean, look, there's no denying it. They have your head.
Yeah, they have your head. They have your eyes. They have your mustache. They have your nose. They have your damn motherfucking
head. All right. Enough arguing. Look, there's no denying it. These are your kids.
No, I didn't make these kids. I had nothing to do with this.
Yeah, see, I was wondering about that, because, like, you had kids with minors, so that's got to be illegal, right?
No. They were made in this machine. This stupid toaster oven.
The baby machine.
The baby machine. You know what? I'm going to act like these stupid brats don't exist. They don't exist in my world.
Well, Chef Peepee, you can't be a deadbeat father.
They need a father figure, Peepee.
Let's just give Chef Peepee some time. It's got to be hard to swallow that he has two kids he doesn't know about.
Well, if he had swallowed, he wouldn't have kids in the first place.
Yeah. So, look, let's just give Chef Peepee some time. Look, Ken's a good stepfather, right?
Yeah, but I mean, the stepfather's never the same. But he is your father, Chad.
Look, let's just give Chef Peepee a few minutes to calm down.
Okay.
Hey, Chef Peepee.
What do you want, Junior? I'm trying to cook.
Are you going to Junior's piano recital tonight?
No, I told you I can't. I have to work tonight.
You know you haven't been to one recital.
Look, I pay for the recitals. How about you just buy the DVDs and we watch it as a family later?
You know the DVDs aren't the same. He knows you're not there.
He won't know.
Horse crap. He always says, where's my father? Where's my father? He knows you're missing.
Look, I didn't want the bride in the first place.
Then you should have wrapped it before you tapped it.
I didn't tap anything.
Peepee.
What do you want, Cody?
Chaz is going on a field trip and he needs $10 for a sack lunch.
A sack lunch? Why can't he just take a lunch from home?
Oh, Frosted Flakes and Doritos. Didn't have that last week. You know, if you talk to him more often, you know he doesn't even like that.
God, look, here's a $20 bill. Just bring me the change back.
Okay, fine. I guess that's $10 for the sack lunch and $10 for the back child support.
Child support? God, I hate my life. Chef Peepee! What, boss? I noticed that you've been sad lately, and you've been making a lot of Frosted Flakes and Doritos. You know I don't like that, so tell me what's going on. What's wrong in Chef Peepee's world? Well, I have to pay child support for two kids that I didn't even know I had or made. Well, that sucks. I hate it when that happens. Well, who's the mother? Well, your son's one of them, and your son's friend. Ew, that's gay. Well, aren't you mad that I had a kid with your kid? No, I'm not even mad. You know what? I'm a granddad now. Where's the little rascal at? Well, I think he's upstairs with Junior. Oh, okay, I've got to see him.
All right, kids, it's time to learn your vowels. A-E-I-O-U, and sometimes Y.
Junior, that's a Q.
No, that's a Y.
No, in the vowels, there's a Q.
That's an O.
Not in the word vowels.
Hey, Junior, what are you doing?
Oh, hey, Dad. I'm just teaching my kid vowels. Wait, you haven't met your grandson yet, have you?
No, I have not.
This is your grandson, Junior.
Grandpappy.
Wow, he is ugly.
Wait, don't say that about your grandson.
My bad, I didn't know he was that ugly, but damn.
Wait, he looks just like his dad. Who looks like Chef Peepee? Who doesn't pay child support? Chef Peepee doesn't. It's really hard being a single mother.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that, but you have fun doing that.
All right, let's learn our vowels again. A-E-I-Q-U-Y?
A-E-I-Q-U-Y.
Junior, you confused them.
Well, if Chef Peepee was here to help take care of his kids, they wouldn't be confused. Let's go have a talk with Chef Peepee and say he needs to be around more.
Yeah.
All right, Cody. Are you sure you want to have this conversation?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Chef Peepee, can you please come in here?
What do you want, Junior?
Well, me and Cody were talking. And we think we should have a serious talk with you.
Yeah, and I brought Ken along. I hope you don't mind, but I think he should be here for this.
I don't care! What do you want?
Well, me and Cody think...
Junior, be strong.
It's just so hard!
I know, we can do this.
Me and Cody think, you're a bad father.
Yes, exactly.
I wasn't trying to be a good father!
Well, see, that's the problem. You're not trying.
Yeah, we want you to try, Chef. Maybe just try to care about your kids. Just try a little bit.
I don't care about those stupid kids! Look, where are they anyway?
What? Chaz?
What? Junior, you get off that balcony right now.
Chaz, get down from there. That's okay, they're playing.
Yeah, they're just playing.
Wow, you guys are good parents, huh?
Yeah, we're good parents. We always make sure they're okay and they're taken care of, unlike you.
Wait, what was that?
Wait, stop trying to change the subject, Chef Pee Pee. We always make sure that the kids are safe and nothing ever goes wrong with them. So you don't even care if they're okay. You don't even care if they're hurt or if they're crying or anything.
Wait, I swear I heard a thud.
Just stop trying to change the subject, Chef Pee Pee. They are completely fine. But without you in their life, they're going to be sad and they're going to end up being like criminals when they grow up.
I don't care.
Yeah, do you even know what happened to Chaz today at school?
What happened to Chaz today at school?
He got beat up on the playground by P.J. Crenshaw.
P.J. Crenshaw?
Yeah, P.J. Crenshaw.
Pair of Jamie's Crenshaw?
Jamie James Crenshaw, that's him.
Oh my god.
What the
f***? What?
Well, who is P.J. Crenshaw?
P.J. Crenshaw is the coolest kid on the planet.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Yeah, you would know that if you talked to your kid, Chef Pee Pee.
Nobody cares about a P.J. Crenshaw.
The whole school does and the whole world does because he's the coolest kid ever. If you get beat up by P.J. Crenshaw, you're nobody for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Who is P.J. Crenshaw?
It's not working, Cody.
No, he's not getting it.
You're just a bad father, Chef Pee Pee. Try to be a good father.
Come on, Ken.
Oh, I'll show you a good father. Hello?
Good evening. My name's Mr. Goodman, and I'm here with Child Protective Services, and I'm here to take the kids.
Thank God. They're upstairs. Come here.
Junior, eat your plastic pizza. Eat your plastic pizza.
Eat the plastic banana, Chaz. You need the potassium.
Junior, guess who's here? Oh, no.
Who's that?
It's Child Services.
Child Services? Cody, Child Services!
Oh no, what are they doing here?
I'm here to take the children.
What, to take our children? But why?
Because your kids trying to feed your children plastic food.
Well, if we got real child support, we'd be able to feed them real food, so blame Chef Pee Pee.
Don't blame me, I have nothing to do with this!
Hold on, wait a minute.
What?
Your head on their body? Can someone tell me what the hell's going on here?
Well, Chef Pee Pee had kids with us, he doesn't want to take care of them.
No, I didn't have kids!
Hold on. You had kids with kids?
No!
Oh, I'm calling the cops!
It was with that baby machine. Baby machine, baby machine.
Y'all made kids with a baby machine? Oh, I'm definitely taking the kids now!
No, please, I'll take our kids!
Okay, fine. You get 60 seconds to say your goodbyes, and then I'm taking them.
Oh, no, I don't want to lose you, Junior!
Puppy!
I never got you that puppy. I love you so much!
I love you, puppy!
Oh, I love you!
Oh, Chaz. Yeah, I don't want you to go either, buddy. Listen, Chaz, you're going to grow up to be the biggest, gayest, hunkiest dude ever. I just know it.
Oh, Chef Phoebe, do you want to say goodbye?
Them kids.
Oh, Junior!
All right, time's up. I'll take the kids now.
No! I love you, Junior! Call me on Christmas!
Come on.
Cody, I missed him already!
I know, losing a kid is the hardest thing.
Oh, I miss him so much.
Yeah.
Well, can't we just make more babies with the baby machine?
No, they just take those babies away, too.
I guess you're right. So what are you going to do with the machine now?
I have a few ideas. Baby Machine! Hey there, I'm Cody, founder and CEO of Baby Machine. Have you ever wanted to have a baby, but didn't feel like getting pregnant for 9 months, and also maybe you're a child? Well, now you can! With Baby Machine! How's it work, you might ask? Well, all you have to do is put the DNA of two people up here, set it at 350 degrees for an hour, and you've got yourself a baby! Now, I know you might be thinking, Cody, a baby machine? That's gonna cost me like $1 million, right? Well, nope, for only 18 payments of 1995, you two can have a baby machine. Baby machine. We're making babies. Two dudes, two girls, two whatever. Baby machine. All the babies in the machine. Baby.
All right, little T, keep it straight with me. How did my song do? Did I sell 1 million copies yet?
Oh, Chef Pee Pee, I don't know how to tell you this, but that song was trash. You only sold one copy.
Wait, there's no way I only sold one copy. I know I sold way more than that. 1 million people bought it by now.
Look, only one person bought it, and it was me. So you owe me $1.
No. I know 1 million people bought it.
Oh, no, the people thought it was trash. It actually went triple cheeseburger, if you ask me.
Wait, how do we fix this then?
I think we was wrong by not shooting a music video. If we would have got a bunch of girls in a music video and threw some cash, oh yeah, it would have went crazy. It would have went triple platinum by now.
Well, we need to shoot a music video then. Can we shoot one right now?
No, you don't have any cash. We can't afford that. You're broke as hell.
But how do we fix it, though? I can't risk this right now. I don't have any other job. I have to make this work.
Look, the only way we can make this work is if you strip or dance in the music video and we throw some pesos, because we don't got no real dollars, okay?
Well, look, we're going to have to make this work, because I am broke, okay? How do we make this work?
Men ain't my life, I kind of wish that I was white. Men ain't my life, I kind of wish that I was white.
God, Chef Pee-Pee, what the hell is going on? How did we end up here? This is sick!
Well, wait, you told me to do this! You told me this would get a million views!
Look, you're shaking your ass to Man, I Hate My Life in a pink shirt while I throw a dollar on you! This is disgusting!
Wait, you said this was gonna get the views, though!
Now that I think about this, this is pretty damn gay. I mean, I'm shirtless while you twerk and I throw money on you. I don't like this! Get the hell out of my house! You know what? Go and walk on the beach and think about your life decisions. Wait, really?
No running.
Hey, sir. I don't mean to bother you, but do you have any spare change? I need it for a drink.
Sorry, man. The beach hobos hang out in the porta potty over there.
No. I'm not a damn hobo. Look, I just need change. I'm down bad for the day. That's all.
Your shirt says shake it. Do you dance for money?
Hell no! I don't roll that way. What's wrong with you? Look, I just wore this shirt for a damn music video. That's all.
And you didn't get paid?
No. My song did horrible, so I didn't make any money. I'm just homeless and I need some cash.
Okay, so you are a hobo.
No, I'm not a damn hobo. Do I stick to you?
Well, it just kind of smells like ocean out here. Listen, I don't have any change, but I am a lifeguard and we are hiring.
I don't want to be a damn lifeguard. Oh, that's so stupid. That's a loser-ass job. I don't want to say lives, but how much do y'all get paid, though?
Well, you don't really make a lot of money, but there are a lot of babes.
Uh-huh. Rebecca, we gotta get in the water!
Oh, my God, you're right. Let me take my dress off first.
Yeah, take your dress off.
Oh, my God, it's stuck. Help!
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 All right, I'll take the damn job. Where's my whistle?
Wait, do you know how to do CPR?
You stupid. I know how to get some bitches. Tongue them down.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's pretty much it.
Help, everybody. She can't breathe.
Help me.
Wait, did somebody call for a lifeguard?
Yes, help me. I got my dress stuck on my head.
Oh, I'll help you. Oh, I love this damn job. Oh, my God.
I think it's working.
I see where the problem is. Hold on. See, the vibration is going to help you get it loose.
Oh, my God.
Chef BB, can I talk to you for a second?
Hold on, we have a beach goer over here. She needs my help. She could die at any moment.
This is kind of important.
All right, hold on. I'll be back later.
You didn't? Oh, you have that.
Thank you, lifeguard. I love you.
Wait, what's wrong with you? It's not the life-saving procedure.
Well, you can't be motorboating the beachgoers.
What is it? What? Me? What? Not I. I would never. You accusing me, Chef Pee-Pee, of motorboating some innocent women on a beach on my first day? What? No, not never. No. I'm an innocent person.
Okay. Well, listen. I'm going to put you on drowning duty.
What? Drowning duty?
Yeah, if you see a kid drowning in the water, you got to go help him. I'm going to go help that lady with her dress situation.
Oh, you cock-blocking it, bitch. That was my save. Drowning duty. I don't want to see no little bratty ass. Ooh! I hope a stingray sting your penis. What the fuck? Oh, my God! It's actually a little girl drowning! Wait. Oh, my God. I got you. Are you okay, little girl?
You saved me!
That was only like 2 feet of damn water. Get your ass over there. You obviously can't swim. Where the hell are your parents at?
They're at the beach house.
And your ass is out here in the water in a damn dress? What the hell's wrong with you?
It's my birthday.
Well, happy damn birthday. You get to live and see another damn year. Congratulations. Go home.
Okay.
You let a little girl die! Damn it! Wait, are you coming back for more?
Oh, okay, let's go!
Let's go, bro! You wanna smoke? I'm not trying to take this, girl! Don't you ever come and try pee-pee like that again. How dare you even try to kill a little girl like that? Oh, I'm gonna tell your ass shark bites later. Yeah, gourmet meal, nigga.
Hold on, I'm almost done. Whoa, what is that?
It's the damn shark that ate the little girl while you were busy motherboating.
I wasn't motherboating.
Don't lie to me. You were over here enjoying yourself while I was over here trying to rescue a damn girl.
Wait, is that her head sticking out of the shark?
Oh, my God! It is her! Are you still alive? Wait, Louis, pull the shark's tail. I'm gonna pull it here. Let's see if she's still alive.
Okay.
Come on, I'm gonna save you, little girl. Oh, damn.
You saved me.
Yeah, no thanks to Brad, fuck ass.
Yeah, I pulled the tail.
You barely pulled the damn tail, lazy ass. Yeah, now hurry up and go back home. This is my second time saving your ass.
Okay.
Damn. You know,
Chef BB, we make a good team.
No, we don't! I did all the damn work while you enjoyed the fruits of my labor.
Well, it was a team effort.
No, it wasn't. Wait. That's the third time. If she doesn't want to live, she wants to die. Let it happen.
We'll just go save her.
I'm not about to save her again. You go save her, lazy ass.
For rock, paper, scissors?
I'm not about to rock, paper, scissors your ass. No, no, no. Not at all.
Hello, we're Emma on the scene, where a little girl has been drowned on the beach. Tell us about it, officer.
Well, I mean, you pretty much got it covered. Yeah, there's a girl out here on the beach, and she drowned. And apparently, there were two lifeguards on duty who I'm going to have a talk with. Because where were they when she was screaming for help? Because I'm guessing she probably wanted to live on her birthday. You're just going to nod at everything, huh? Okay. Hey, I'd like to speak to the lifeguards on duty.
I'm the actual lifeguard. I save life around here, unlike Brad.
Well, you didn't save that little girl's life.
I actually did two times. She wanted to die the third time. It's not my fault.
Wait, so you knew she was drowning?
Yeah, she wanted to die a little bit, but I told Brad to save her.
Okay, well, in that case, I officially ban both of you from being lifeguards due to negligence.
What?
The lifeguarding the whole life.
No. It's my first day on the job. This is not fair. I tried to save her life.
Well, if I catch either of you trying to save people's lives on the beach again, you're going to jail.
Come on. Give us a second chance. At least me, please.
He said no.
What? I can see that. God damn it.
Oh, my God. Officer, how?
It's not fair, you cock block.
Can I get a shot at it?
No.
Nothing like a nice beach day, Hunter.
I think I'm gonna try to make a sandcastle.
I like to see that happen.
It's gonna be the biggest one ever.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm about to go and dip my toe in that water. It looks good.
But Dad, you can't swim.
Yeah, I know I can't swim. I'm just dipping my toe in the water. It's not like it's gonna drag me out there into the sea.
Okay,
dummy.
Be careful, Dad.
Ooh, the water's a little cool. Oh, look out! Help!
I'll never make a good sandcastle. It is stupid.
What? Dad?
Help! Help! Julian! My!
Dad, you're drowning! Dad! I said you were gonna drown! I'm coming!
Help! I can't breathe!
Dad, I got you! Dad, I got you! Okay. Oh,
thank God!
I drowned!
I don't know what I'm going to do without the beach.
Well, you probably wouldn't have to worry about that if you did your damn job.
Oh, look, there are more people drowning now.
Wait, where?
You're making me drown!
You drowned me, Daddy!
Oh, wow, there is two people drowning.
You bet we can't save him, though. That'd be illegal.
Yeah.
Wait.
Junior? Braxton?
What the hell are they doing out here drowning?
Who cares? Drown, bitch, drown!
Kind of fucked up. You're laughing at him drowning like that.
Oh, man. If you only knew the shit that they put me through over the years. They deserve it.
Drink them bubbles, bitch.
they're actually drowning, huh?
Yeah, I think they're going to die.
I can't let them drown. Oh, God.
Hey, you can't do that. That's illegal. You're going to get in trouble.
Wait. Do I hear him trying to save someone? Oh, no, you don't.
Don't worry, Junior. I'll save you guys. Come on. Oh, my God. Are you guys breathing? Are you still alive? Say something, damn it. Please. Breathe. Come on. Say something. Oh, damn it. Oh, you're dead. I didn't want you guys to die. I just wanted you to respect me and pay me a good damn wage. I didn't want you to drown. No, I'm not going to let you guys die. Breathe, Julia. Breathe, Roxanne, damn it. Breathe. Breathe.
You what?
Chef BB, you saved us?
Yes, it's me, Brad. I'm gonna take you guys to the house.
Hey, that was very heroic, and it was also very illegal. You're under arrest.
Wait, what? No.
Come on, you can move me.
Okay, I'm bringing you into booking so we can get you a mugshot.
Wait, after I saved lives?
I told you, you're not allowed to be a lifeguard, but you did it anyway, so you broke a law.
What law did I actually break?
A law that I made up.
That's bull.
We don't think you should arrest him.
Who the fuck are you?
Was it Julia and Braxton? What are you doing here?
We're the two people he saved from drowning.
Oh, you were the drowning ones. Well, listen, I told him he's not allowed to be a lifeguard, but he did it, so that's breaking the law.
Well, we don't want to press charges.
He wasn't pressing charges anyway.
No, I don't know what specific law he broke, but I was going to find one. I'll find one to arrest him for.
Okay, well, how about we take a vote? We can either vote if he goes to jail or vote if we set him free.
I don't really like how that looks. I feel like I'm outnumbered, but sure, what the hell. All in favor of him going to jail? Raise your hand.
Wait, I don't get a chance to raise my hand.
Oh, so you want to raise your hand? You want to go to jail? Okay, no, so it's even then. We're split.
Why would you ask to raise your hand during that vote?
I wanted to raise it for the next one. I'm just trying to...
Why don't you ask for the next one then?
I was trying to make sure I was ready. I didn't have my handcuffs off.
Well, it looks like a tie, and I really want to take him to jail.
No, I'm not going to jail.
Well, before you take him to jail, can I please have a long speech with him?
Okay, sure, go ahead.
So, Chef Pee-Pee, I just want to say thank you for saving our lives. I know you don't really like us that much, but it means a lot that you risked your life to save us.
Yeah, I hate you guys, but, I didn't want you to die. That's pretty extreme.
So your life's a lot better without us, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm making so much money. Ooh, life is sweet. Oh, sweeter than pancakes, if you ask me. I'm talking about I'm making millions. I got, like, record deals. I had, like, 18 million jobs, and they all pay me, like, $100,000 each. It's been a good-ass life, if you ask me.
What's the Shake It shirt for?
Oh, I had a collaboration with Taylor Swift. We was out here shaking money all out of our laps. You know, we just stacking up all types of cash.
Oh, Taylor Swift, that's really famous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty famous now. Well, and I don't even miss you guys. Not at all.
You don't miss us at all?
Not at all. Okay, I'm lying. I actually do. I miss you, Brad. And I miss that horny little fucker here. Oh, I actually miss all of y'all. The complaining, the cooking the macaroni, the washing of dishes. I miss all of it.
Well, Chef Pee-Pee, we don't miss you. We're doing really good, right, Dad?
Yeah, totally good. Just never needed another chef in my life, you know?
We miss you!
I miss you so much!
We miss you!
I don't know why I would do that!
I miss hanging and annoy you and scream at you!
Yeah!
I miss you!
I wish I could hit you so much!
Hey, yeah, I changed my mind. You guys can go. This is kind of gay. I don't need to be seeing all this.
What, really? I can go?
Yeah, I don't want to be here for this. You can scram. Get out of here.
Yes!
Chippy, I promise I'll only annoy you 5 days of the week.
And I'll only hit you 2 times out of the week. I promise. Well, I promise I will only complain about hating my life. Nothing else.
Oh, okay. I love you, Chippy. I love you so much.
I didn't take the handcuffs off. He's not going to be able to get those off by himself. He'll probably be back. Marvin.
What's wrong with you?
The Super Bowl. It sucks this year. Oh, the Chiefs are going again. Ugh, big whoop, of course.
Yeah, it's lame.
You know, it's all Taylor Swift's fault. She's dating that Chiefs player, so no girls think they can watch football. They don't understand the rules.
Yay, sports!
Baby, what are you wearing?
A bunch of football gear.
But none of those teams are in the Super Bowl.
Oh. Well, is Joe Burrow playing? He's so hot.
No, but his house got robbed.
Uh-oh, did the Steelers do it?
Okay, that's pretty good. Maybe girls can watch football.
You don't have any Eagles or Chiefs stuff?
Who are they?
The teams that are in the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Kentucky Chiefs!
No, we don't want them to win. We want the Eagles to win, which is not gonna happen because of Taylor Swift. The Chiefs are just gonna keep winning. They're probably gonna get a 3-peat and even a 10-peat.
Who's Pete and why are there so many of him?
Okay, you can't watch football.
I would do anything for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they're not going to. I actually bet my house that the Chiefs are going to win.
Really?
Yeah, I bet my house, my car, my kidneys, everything, because it's going to happen.
I should bet all my stuff, too, because the Chiefs are guaranteed going to win.
Yeah, they are.
You want some Doritos?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Well, no, I put them in the bowl.
Yeah, but the air touched those. These are fresher.
Air has touched those.
Yeah, but not the ones on the bottom.
Oh, the commercial is starting.
There once was a man that was so hungry, he ate out of a dumpster. He ate an old Dorito and turned into Dorito Man.
Dorito Man! Dorito Man, help me!
You look like you need some Doritos. What flavor would you like? Nacho cheese or cool ranch?
I don't need Doritos! I need you to untie me!
I don't do that. I just give people Doritos. Here's some nacho cheese.
No, seriously, you're right there! Just untie me!
No can do. I have Doritos to give away.
Stop playing around! Please help me! Dorito Man!
Give me all the money or I'm killing everyone in the bank!
Okay, please don't kill us!
Stop right there.
Dorito Man! Don't come any closer or I'm killing a hostage!
I don't care. Here, have some Doritos.
Cool Ranch! My favorite! Bitch, did you pull the silent alarm?
I'm sorry!
Die!
Let me know if the paramedics need some Doritos.
Will do.
Freeze! Drop the gun! Get on the ground!
I'm not going down without a bloodbath! Die!
Be like Dorito Man. See something, say nothing. Eat Doritos.
That commercial was good.
You know, don't you think it's weird that we were talking about Doritos and we got a Doritos commercial? I swear, our phones and our TVs are spying on us. You know, one day I'm going to be Amish.
You don't want to be full Am?
Fuck you.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Who would be knocking at the door during the Super Bowl?
I mean, pizza delivery people, probably.
Yeah, I'll go get it. Hello?
What? Tom Brady?
Yeah, let me in. I don't have much time.
Okay, come on in. Guys, Tom Brady was at the door.
Tom Brady? Tom, can I please suck your forehead?
Make it quick.
Oh, he comes every year.
Yeah, and I need your help again. That goddamn sucking Kermit the Frog looking bitch Patrick Mahomes is gonna three-peat. I didn't even do that.
Well, you went to 3 straight Super Bowls.
Yeah, but I lost one.
Well, you'll only have 4 rings. You'll still have 7.
People don't care about that. All people are gonna say is, Patrick Mahomes three-peated. Tom Brady didn't do that. Tom Brady's a bum. That's why his wife left him for a jiu-jitsu instructor and got pregnant. That's what they're gonna say.
Well, listen, everything's gonna be fine, and aren't you commentating the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's why I gotta hurry up and get back. But listen, I need you to kidnap Patrick Mahomes.
What, kidnap Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, so he can't play in the Super Bowl and the Chiefs lose.
Wait, so you're saying he is the reason why they're winning all their games?
No, but I can't kidnap Taylor Swift now, can I?
Wait, she's playing?
Fuck you.
Okay, how are we supposed to kidnap Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I don't know. Call him up pretending to be a referee and tell him he owes you a check or something.
Okay, but how do I get his number?
Well, I don't know. Fake your number. I don't know. I just gotta hurry up and get back, okay? Figure it out.
Okay. Wait, is that Tom Brady in a Super Bowl commercial?
Hey there, it's me. 7-time Super Bowl champion and still better than Patrick Mahomes even if he wins today, Tom Brady. You know, I like to start every day with a sun kiss. And then when I get out of the shower, I have another sun kiss. And when I get done shaving my balls, I have a sun kiss. As a matter of fact, after every one of my Super Bowl wins, I celebrated with multiple sun kisses. I also really like this soda. It's called, Sun-Kissed. It's orange-flavored. But it's still not better than the taste of my son's kisses. So if you want to know what my son's kisses taste like, just smell my breath. Because he gives me an open-mouth kiss when I'm getting a massage. Because he wants the Wi-Fi password. Because we have a rule in my house. One kiss gets you 5 minutes of Wi-Fi time. So you should go out and buy this soda, Sun-Kissed. Now I'm going to go kiss my son.
I prefer Fanta. Do you wanna Fanta? Do you wanna
Hey, Marvin,
Fanta?
I found Patrick Mahomes' phone number.
How'd you find it?
Well, I got a friend that's a referee, and apparently you text him all the time.
Oh, okay, give me the number, and I'll call him with a block number. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, who's this?
Is this Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, and I'm about to play in the Super Bowl right now, so I'm kind of busy.
Well, this is the head referee of the Super Bowl tonight.
Oh, looking for your paycheck, huh?
Yeah, we really need that paycheck.
All right, I'll send my guys right over.
Oh, no, the commissioner wants you to hand it to me personally to make sure it clears.
Can Taylor Swift do it?
No, Taylor Swift can't bring it. It has to be you.
Oh, what about Travis Kelce?
No, Travis. Gotta be you.
What about Andy Reid?
No, Andy Reid.
Are you sure no Andy Reid?
No Andy Reid.
Okay, what about, Reid Andy?
No, that's Andy Reid still. No, it has to be you.
What about my gay brother?
No, it has to be you, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, fine. I'm on my way over. Drop the addy.
Okay, I'll send the address. Okay, he said he's actually coming.
Okay, cool. Oh, look, a Super Bowl commercial.
Jesus, what a brutal crime scene. Were there any fingerprints on the victim?
No, sir, just gum.
Gum?
Yeah, that's right. The killer left gum all over. There was gum in her hair, gum in her mouth, gum in her clothes, gum on her feet, just gum all over her body. The killer gummed all over the place.
My God, I've never seen a more graphic crime. What was the cause of death?
Well, she swallowed a lot of gum, sir, but I did manage to get a sample.
And what did it trace back to?
Double Bubble.
Oh, that's some pretty good gum. I wish I was the victim. Double Bubble. It's worth dying for. Just don't swallow.
Hey, you were in that commercial.
Yeah, Double Bubble rented out our police station for that one. I thought it was pretty good.
But how were you there and here at the same time?
They shot it like a month ago.
Oh. There's someone at the door. That must be Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, we gotta kidnap him.
All right, can you come with me so you can, like, help me kidnap him?
Yeah, sure. I'll hit him in the head with his bottle.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey there. It's me, Patrick Mahomes. I got your check. You know what that smells like? It smells like a three-peat. Maybe a four-peat?
You don't want to win fair.
Nah, the Taylor Swift fans love this. I was thinking maybe we go down by 30 points by the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter we come back and win. They're going to eat that shit up.
Marvin, please let me hit him.
Wait a minute. Something smells weird here. Are you guys Eagles fans?
Grab him, Marvin.
Help me, Andy Reid. Andy Reid, help.
Marvin, what are you doing?
We're kidnapping Patrick Mahomes until the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl.
Hey, what are you doing with my arms tied up? I can't throw a football with my arms tied. Wait, or maybe I can. Hey, put a football between my legs and see if I can throw it.
Shut up.
We're not going to release you until after the Super Bowl's over.
You really want my backup quarterback, Carson Wentz, playing instead of me? Wait, that's a great idea. Carson Wentz used to play for the Eagles. He knows all their plays.
Oh, goddammit, Marvin.
Man, a comeback story of the century. Carson Wentz used to be an Eagle player, and he's going to beat his old team. And I still get a ring. The Swifties are going to love this.
Marvin, make him stop.
Hey, rip up that check. I'm going to pay you double.
Oh, my God. Shut up. I'm going to beat you up. Oh. There's a commercial on.
Oh?
Is something wrong?
This popcorn's too small.
Oh, well, what size would you prefer?
Extra large.
Oh, well, I got something that's pretty large.
What? Oh, my God! Wow, you should pull it out.
Well, I'm not really supposed to. We could get kicked out.
No, it's fine. No one's looking.
Okay, you say so.
Oh, my God!
Stuck some Pringles in.
Oh, my God, I need some.
Yeah, of course you do. They're bursting with flavor. Let me get you one. Fuck.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just got my hand stuck in the can.
Oh, do you need help?
No, I'm good. I don't want to draw attention to us, because we're going to get kicked.
Pringles. Our can design fucking sucks.
Okay, I'm starting to freak out a little bit.
Oh, here. Let me help.
No. I got it. Just, fucking, why do they fucking make the cans like this?
Jesus.
Fuck.
You're crushing the Pringles.
God damn it. Fuck you, Pringles.
Wow, a wiener the size of a Pringles can? That's a really big wiener. You know, Andy Reid has a really big wiener. I've seen it.
Shut up.
Hey, if you guys don't let me go, I'm going to do my Andy Reid call to get him over here to save me.
Andy Reid call.
Andy Reid! Andy Reid! Andy Reid! Andy Reid!
Marvin, I'm
going to
fucking kill him.
Andy Reid! Andy Reid, you came to save me. Let's get out of here, Mr. Reid.
Yeah. Marvin, I don't even care if we let Tom Brady down. I'm just glad he's gone.
Yeah. Oh, another commercial.
Hey, everybody. It's me, America's sweetheart, P. Diddy, coming to you live and direct from Cell A for Asshole. Yeah, I know you're enjoying the Super Bowl right now, but I'm about to bend my cellmate over this toilet bowl and make him take that. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
So bend over. Usually it takes a lot of spit, but not anymore. Thanks to this Johnson & Johnson baby oil, anything is possible.
It makes it easier.
Yeah, when I put a little Johnson & Johnson on my Johnson and put it in the hole behind his Johnson, oh yeah, anything is possible. Ain't that right, Johnson?
Yeah.
His name's Johnson, by the way. See, Johnson, he likes it when I put this Johnson & Johnson on his Johnson, and we sort of fight our Johnsons together.
So you're not putting it in my ass?
Oh, I am. I always am. Why is that a question? Look. Make sure you get your supply. Buy it right now. Wait, I forgot. I bought it all already. It's sold out. So the only way you can get some is if you come to my cell and let me take that ass.
Hey, have you got a camera in here? Turn that shit off!
No, give me that ass! Give me that ass!
No ass kicking!
Give me that
booty! Oh, wow, they still aired that? I thought we deleted the footage!
Wait, that was filmed in the jail cell?
Yeah, Diddy's a monster.
Well, guys, let's sit back and watch this rigged Super Bowl.
Andy Reid! Andy Reid! It's stuck in my head like a song. Andy Reid!
Andy Reid!
Andy Reid!
Andy Reid!
Andy Reid!
Andy Reid!
Jeffy, help me find this gray piece. Jeffy, help me find this gray piece. Okay, I guess we're not going to build a Lego helicopter.
I don't give a f-
Don't you cuss.
Flamingo.
Good.
Dick. About no Lego helicopter.
Well, then what do you want to build, Jeffy?
I want to build something else.
Well, there's a whole book of things you can build right there.
Police car.
Well, then turn to the page and follow the directions.
All right.
Marvin, look what I built.
Oh, you built Wally.
No, Marvin, that's Jeffy out of Legos.
Baby, that looks nothing like Jeffy.
Sure it does. Look, there's a pencil on his nose. I gave him a diaper, and he has a helmet on his head.
Baby, you got to do better. That does not look like Jeffy at all.
What am I doing wrong? This looks nothing like a police car.
Jeffy, you built that?
Yes, but I did it wrong.
Oh, my God, Jeffy, you built Starry Night out of Legos.
But it was supposed to be a police car!
Jeffy, that is amazing! That's so awesome!
But it's not a police car, because does this look like that?
No.
No, it doesn't! Because I can't follow directions!
Well, we already know you can't follow directions, but that's amazing! Jeffy, you're so amazing at building Legos! We have to call someone!
Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Ghostbusters! Hey there, somebody called Ghostbusters? You need me to suck up a ghost with my vacuum? We are so sued.
No. Well, I didn't know who to call because my son built this thing out of Legos.
Oh, Legos, huh? Well, that's kind of neat, I guess.
What's wrong with you?
I just don't really like Legos. I'm more of a Mega Bloks guy.
But Mega Bloks suck.
Hey, I think Legos suck, okay? Legos start with the letter L. You know what else starts with L? Loser and lame. And little penis. I just think things that start with L are stupid. Like this guy that I stole this vacuum from. His name started with L, and he was a whiny little bitch. He was like, Mamma Mia, or whatever the fuck.
Oh, well, my son built this out of Legos. I just thought it was very impressive.
Yeah, a lot of people build things with Legos. It's not that big a deal.
But he didn't have instructions, or honestly, enough pieces. I don't know where he got them from.
My rump.
Listen, I'm not gonna meat ride him over these Legos, okay?
But why do you hate Legos so much?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, because I have a story. So when I was in high school, I was dating this girl named Lisa Lugo. She was gorgeous. I was in love with her. She was my soulmate. She loved building Legos, and I would go over to her house all the time to build Legos with her. So for her birthday, I went out and bought her a really cool Lego set, and I showed up to class to give it to her. Then the teacher announced to the class that there was a new student, and his name was Lester Lego, the son of the founder of Legos. He saw my girlfriend had balloons, and he went up to her and pulled out a bouquet of Lego flowers. Right then and there, they started making out. I fell to my knees crying, holding out the Lego set I'd bought her. She laughed at me, and her and Lester jumped into a Lego helicopter and took off into the Lego sunset. I heard they got married, and she only had to change one letter in her last name. And that's why I hate Legos, because Lester Lego stole the love of my life.
Well, she obviously didn't love you that much if she left you that quickly for a Lego man.
But she loved Legos, and he was Legos. His dad literally created Legos. They were rich. I mean, yeah, I tried dating Betsy Big Bloks, the daughter of the owner of Mega Bloks, but they lived in a trailer made out of Mega Bloks, and she was big. Mega, you might say. We would animate that, but we don't have the budget.
Well, you shouldn't hate Legos just because that guy stole your girl.
Oh, yeah? So you're telling me if your wife cheated on you with the creator of DiGiorno pizza, you'd still eat some DiGiorno pizza?
No.
Yeah, that's right. Now I want some DiGiorno pizza.
Well, look, my son's really good at building Legos. I just don't know what to do about it.
Well, tell him good job. Say attaboy. I don't know. I already told you I hate these fucking things.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK. The annual Very Good at Building Legos competition is happening tonight. So if you're good at building Legos, then enter the competition with your best Lego creation, and you could win $25,000.
A Lego competition?
A Lego competition.
We should enter Jeffy in it.
I should destroy it.
Marvin, do you think my Lego Jeffy would win?
No, but I think Jeffy's Lego painting would definitely win the $25,000 grand prize.
But Danny, if we tell him that it was supposed to be a police car, then you'll get mad.
We're not going to tell him it was supposed to be a police car. We're going to tell him you did this on purpose. So grab it. We're going to go enter you in that competition.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll meet you guys there.
Hello and welcome to the Lego competition. I'll start the judging shortly.
Wow, Jeffy, there's a lot of good Lego builds here.
Yeah, Danny, they're all better than my police car.
I built my favorite thing ever, a pussy cat.
Well, I built a Lego Pac-Man machine that actually works, see?
Oh, wow, Jeffy, that's the tits.
Yeah, it is, Daddy. I think I'm going to lose.
No, the judge is an old man, and maybe he's more into artsy things.
Okay, before we start the judging, I'm going to take a quick bathroom break. Anybody else who needs to use the restroom should do so now.
Oh, good. I got to shit like a hippo.
Yeah, I should probably go take a whiz.
I could probably go whack up.
I should probably pee real quick, too.
Well, Lester, I'm about to show you what I think of your stupid Legos. I've been waiting 31 years for this. Mwah. Say starry night night, bitch! Take that, Lester, you bitch!
Hey! What happened here?
I smashed all the Legos!
But Jeffy was gonna win the competition! Everyone worked so hard on that!
Yeah, well, everyone can lick my defecation hole. My hole where I defecate.
What? It's all destroyed!
That was a good pee-pee.
My Pac-Man machine! My pussy cat!
Police car.
Well, I'm back and ready to judge. Great googly moogly, what happened to all the Legos?
Someone smashed it with this baseball bat.
Someone smashed my pussy!
Well, didn't you see who did it?
I know exactly who did it. And if you don't believe me, we could probably get his fingerprints off this baseball bat.
Well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, what am I gonna do? I guess we're just gonna have to cancel the competition!
But what about all that money?
Yeah, someone needs that money. What if you split the prize money between all the contestants since they put so much work into their Legos?
No! What I could probably do is give you guys 15 minutes to use these pieces to make something else, and whoever makes the best thing wins!
That's fair.
That's fair.
That's fair.
That's fair.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Well, I'm glad we're all in agreement that it's fair. 3, 2, 1, Bill!
Jimmy, take our pieces! Jimmy, Bill, build an ambulance.
Okay, I think I can do it.
And time!
Fuck! My ambulance looks like shit!
Jeffy, you built a giraffe!
It's supposed to be an ambulance!
It fucking sucked!
I built a cute little flamingo!
I built a happy little tree!
Oh, who built this? It's very realistic!
Oh, that's just my drink.
Oh, well, I was gonna let you win, but since it's not made of Legos, it doesn't count. Now, based on my very quick observations, I declare Jeffy, with his giraffe, the winner!
It's supposed to be an ambulance!
Now, hold on. I want to enter the competition. Great Scott! Look at that car! You win!
Now, wait a minute. You just said Jeffy won.
I know, but I changed my mind. I'm the judge. I can do that.
Well, wait a minute. Broken Guy is the guy who destroyed everyone's Lego pieces.
Prove it!
Well, then there was a bat here. We could get a forensic team and get the fingerprints off of it.
No, that would take too long. This is clearly the coolest thing here.
You just want to give someone $25,000 for no reason?
Yes, I do. Here you go. Hell yeah.
What? Oh, Jeffy, you would have won if you would have built an ambulance.
I know, Dad. I suck.
Oh, I'm so angry. Oh, I'm so mad and pissed.
Marvin, you seem really angry, mad, and pissed. What's wrong?
I am because Jeffy lost the Lego competition.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. Look what I built.
You added wheels to your Wally?
Marvin, that's Jeffy, and I built a car!
Baby, that looks just like Wally.
You're so mean. I worked really hard on this!
I don't want to hear your whining. Jeffy lost his stupid, dumb Lego competition because some stupid, dumb, meanie, dumb butthead came in with a baseball bat and destroyed all the Lego projects.
Well, who would do something like that?
Some stupid, dumb idiot.
Hey there. Some stupid, dumb idiot here.
What are you doing here?
I just wanted to show you what I spent my money on.
Mega blocks?
Yeah, see how great they are? They're so big. Not like these stupid little choking hazard blocks. I bet kids choke on these all the time. I mean, I know I would. They look delicious. They look like Skittles because they're so colorful. But look at this. You couldn't possibly choke on this. Look at that. See how big that is? Nobody could choke on that. Except maybe my ex-wife. She liked them pretty big. But, I mean, no normal person could possibly choke on.
Well, there's no way you spent $25,000 on Mega Blocks. What did you spend the other money on?
Well, I spent the rest of the money on a hitman to kill Lester Lego.
A hitman?
Yeah. He said he's going to pop his little Lego head right off. I hired the best one on the street. He said he's going to call me when he's done, too. So we might as well build some Mega Blocks in the meantime. Is that Lego fire? Oh, that's so fucking, gay. That's so fucking gay. That fire's gay. It's gay fire. I bet that fire has a dick and likes penis. Pretty gay. I bet there are Mega Blocks that look like fire. Oh, wait, my phone's ringing. Let me get it. Ooh, guys, the hitman's calling. Hello, hitman I hired to kill Lester Lego, and it would be really bad if police were listening because this is very incriminating.
You really hired a hitman to come and kill me?
Wait, Lester Lego?
Well, guess what? He stepped on a Lego and broke his neck.
Lester, you okay? You sound like shit.
Yeah, I got page 4 Lego cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know Legos could get cancer.
Yeah, it's from smoking too many Lego cigarettes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Hey, you want to speak to Lisa?
Yeah, I would, actually.
Too bad. She's too busy slobbing on my block.
She's what?
She's slobbing on my block.
Oh, Lisa, no.
No, I'm just kidding. She died a few years ago from diabetes.
Oh, that's really sad, actually.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Someone
help.
Listen. I'm really sorry about the hitman. I'm starting to feel bad.
Don't die, you little bitch.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, guys, I think I wasted my money on the hitman. It seems like Lester's going to be dead any day now. He's on his last leg. Oh. But seriously, it is really sad about Lisa. Oh, somebody's at your door. I'll get it.
Hello?
There he is, Muddle!
Brookie, did you hit his fucking Lego vagina with a bat?
It was a cat.
A pussy cat!
You know you're not supposed to be touching your brother's Legos.
Mom, he's 35.
I don't give a damn how old he is. You get over here and give me that tushy and I'ma smack it.
I am in my late 40s. I'm not letting you spank
me. Late 40s, my fucking shit.
Mom, no, ow, ow, ow.
Ow. Hey, you're next, Jonathan, for tattling.
Owie.
I'm bored.
I'm more bored.
I'm more bored than you.
I'm way more bored than you.
I'm the most boredest person on the planet.
I'm the boredest person in the universe.
Guys, you want to have a tea party?
A tea party? What are we, girls?
Oh, I'm a girl. I'm on my period.
I'm on my period, too. Hey, Mom, can you get me a straw? My vajayjay thirsty.
What?
Aren't tampons like straws for girls so they can drink down there?
No.
I don't know what a tampon is.
Me either, dude.
Okay, so do you want to have a tea party?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I can be British. Oh, my teeth are yellow. Oh, I don't know what a toothbrush is.
Joseph, that's racist.
What? Being British isn't a race.
British lives matter.
You know what? You're right, dude.
So are we going to have this tea party or not?
Yeah, sure. Go ask Chef Pee-Pee if he can make us some tea. Yeah.
Okay, come on, Ken.
Oh, man, where's my can opener?
Peepers, baby. What's up?
Cody, don't call me that. What do you want?
Oh, we need you to make us some tea because we're having a tea party.
Ooh, a tea party. I guess I can make it. Reach up there to get the teapot from out of the cabinet for me.
Okay.
Now, where are those tea bags?
Oh, I got some tea bags for you right here. Just lay back and open your mouth and I'll... Oh, no. Wake up. Chef Pee-Pee. Oh, no. Oh, God, I killed him. I killed Chef Pee-Pee. I'm going to go to jail. No, it's okay. It was an accident. I didn't mean to do it. Oh, no one's going to believe that. I can't go to jail. No, it's okay. I'll just hide the body. Nobody will ever know. Come on. Where do I hide the body? The refrigerator? No. Oh, the trash can. Yeah, okay. Nobody ever checks the trash can. Okay, yeah. And then when they take out the trash, he'll go to the dump and nobody will ever know. Okay, yeah. Okay, I have to clean up the crime scene. Okay, that's good. There's no blood, no bodily fluids, and no witnesses. Oh, I might actually get away with this. Ken, you wouldn't rat me out to the cops, would you? Ken, we're like Bonnie and Clyde, right? Gowan Chicken? Ren and Stimpy? Piggy in the Brain? Ken, come on. You have to give me your word that you're never going to tell on me, okay? Oh, that's just not good enough, Ken. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get rid of you, too. Okay, no witnesses. All right, now I just have to act calm and normal. I'll just tell Junior that Chef Phoebe couldn't make the tea. Okay.
Oh, it's taking Cody so long.
I've been waiting for Cody forever.
I've been waiting longer than you.
I've been waiting longer than you could ever imagine waiting.
I've been waiting on hours and hours.
Hey, guys, what's up? Hey, long time no see. How have you guys been? Oh, man, TikTok, am I right? Oh, and have you seen this Fortnite stuff? It's like a new skin and like a cube and stuff. Like, what's up with that? And emotes, you remember those?
Wait, is Chef Pee-Pee going to make the tea?
Why are you asking about Chef Pee-Pee all the time? Huh? What, do you want to marry him or something? Hey, Joseph, he wants to marry Chef Pee-Pee, what a weirdo.
But is Chef Pee-Pee gonna make the tea, dude?
Yeah, is he gonna make the tea for the tea party?
You know what? You guys were right. Tea parties are for little girls. We're not little girls. We're manly men. We don't have tea parties. We have wieners. So, like, we should whip our wieners out to prove how manly we are and have a wiener party.
What, is Chef Pee-Pee gonna make the tea or not?
He said that he wasn't gonna make the tea because we're manly men and we shouldn't have tea parties. We should just stick to the wiener stuff.
He said no. I'm gonna go yell at Chef Pee-Pee.
No. He said that he would make it, but he couldn't because he doesn't have tea, so he has to go to the store.
Well, the store's not too far away. It should only take a few minutes.
No, the store is very far away because the store he has to go to is in Canada.
Canada? Why does he have to go to Canada to get tea?
Because that's where they have the best tea, duh, obviously.
Well, no, Canada makes maple syrup. Not tea.
Yeah, you're right. But he has, like, a buddy in Canada that owns, like, an airline company, and then he's going to take a flight from Canada to England to get the best tea.
Well, why didn't he just fly out of Florida?
Oh, he can't do that. He can't do that. It's too expensive to fly out of Florida.
Well, it'd be really expensive to drive to Canada.
Well, that's why he's not driving. He's taking a hot air balloon.
A hot air balloon?
Mm-hmm, a hot air balloon, because he has a buddy, another buddy, that owns a hot air balloon company, and he just happened to be flying over. So Chef Pee-Pee just grabbed a hold and he's gonna like fly down to Canada, but you know the wind was going the wrong way, so like he's headed more toward Jamaica now, so he'll probably be a long time. And I mean, who knows, maybe he'll never come back. I hear Jamaica's nice. You might want to live there.
Wait, so Chef Pee-Pee got on a hot air balloon?
Yes.
Wait, Joseph, don't you have a hot air balloon tracker app?
Oh, yeah. We can track them right now.
What?
Well, I like to track hot air balloons. You don't?
Wait, that's an app?
Yeah. Well, where's the nearest hot air balloon?
Wait, dude. It says the nearest hot air balloon is 300 miles away in Texas.
Yeah.
Well, of course. Because, I mean, I forgot. His hot air balloon got abducted by aliens.
By aliens?
Yeah, by aliens. I saw the whole thing. Like, the aliens just flew over and abducted the hot air balloon right out of the sky. It was crazy.
We should call the cops!
No. We can't call the cops because the aliens said that some of their aliens are cops, and they'll know if we call the cops, and they'll blow up the whole world if we talk about it.
What, they'll blow up the whole world if we call the cops?
Yeah, they'll blow up the whole world, so we should just probably stop talking about it. Just don't even say anything about that.
Well, why do the aliens even want Chef Pee-Pee?
Because they want a human chef to cook them human food.
But don't they know Chef Pee-Pee doesn't cook good?
Yeah, he cooks bad food.
Yeah, they like it. They like that it's bad because they're bad and they like bad stuff.
What? So, we're never going to see Chef Pee-Pee ever again?
No, he's probably on his way to Jamaica by now.
Wait, if the aliens got him, why are they still going to Jamaica?
Because that's the name of their planet, obviously, Planet Jamaica. That's where they live. They're like Jamaican aliens. They're like, we're going to abduct you, man. You know, they're like Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, okay. So what are we going to drink instead of tea, like?
Oh, we could just have some Gatorade. Gatorade, get it? It's gay, like me. It's Gatorade, haha, gay. I can't believe it took us this long to make that joke, you know? It's gay.
Okay, I guess we'll just drink some Gatorade. Wait, where's Ken?
What, Ken? Ken? What are you even talking about? Like, this isn't a Ken video. This is a Chef Pee-Pee video. Look at the title. You see Ken's name in there? No, you don't. No, why would he even be here? No, I left him at home.
No, you had Ken before you went to the kitchen. You said, come on, Ken, you grab Ken.
Yeah, he's sitting right next to you, dude.
No. You guys are just getting confused. We've done so many videos, you guys probably just got confused.
No, you had Ken earlier, and you took him to the kitchen.
No, yeah, I don't know why you're talking about all this Ken stuff. But, I mean, you know what, let's just calm down and drink our game. Yeah, I mean, you know, like, I don't even need Ken, because, like, he's a doll, dude. Right, you guys are saying that all the time. So he's a doll, and I remember that he's a doll, so I just went ahead and threw him away.
Oh. Okay.
Junior!
Can you take the trash out? It smells like a body's rotting in here.
A body's rotting? Well, that can't be happening that fast.
I hate taking out the trash.
Buddy, hey, I'll do it. I'll take the trash out for you.
No, it's fine.
No, hey, no. I got it. I'll do it, because I pooped in your trash can.
You pooped in my trash can?
Ew.
Yeah, I tried to go to the bathroom, but I just couldn't make it in time, so I just pooped right in your trash can.
But that's so gross.
Yeah, so I should be the one who has to take the trash out, because, you know, I did it. So, you know, just you know, I'll do that. And you guys shouldn't follow me, though, because it's, like, really stinky. I mean, I made a big one, like, in the trash can, so just stay here. You. Okay, now I just have to throw his body in the outside trash can so the garbage truck can come take it to the dump. No, they'll be expecting that. Now I should hide it somewhere inside the house. Like under the couch cushions. Eh. 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 Okay, there. No one ever looks under the couch cushions. Ooh, man, that was a really poopy trash can. Really glad you guys didn't have to see that.
Cody, you're acting really weird.
Weird? Weird? Well, I mean, I just had a long day. Yeah, because, you know, I saw aliens, and I pooped in a trash can, so, I mean, of course I'm acting weird. You'd be acting weird, too, if you had the kind of day I had. So let's just take sips of this Gatorade. Gay! Gatorade.
I can't find my remote! Go and check under all the couch cushions!
What? Come on! The remote's not gonna be under the couch cushions, it's gonna be in your room where it always is!
Hey, Joseph, you wanna help me look for the remote under the couch cushions?
I guess so, dude.
No, me, I'll do it, I'll look for the remote.
Well, we can just go look for it, it'll go by faster.
Nope, because I pooped in your couch, too.
What, you pooped in my couch?
Yeah, see, I didn't wanna take the trash outside, cause I didn't wanna get abducted by aliens, so I just took the poopy trash and shoved it under your couch cushions.
But that's gross!
Yeah, I know, what's wrong with me today? I'm so weird, so I'm gonna go clean that. Stay here!
He's acting really weird.
Dude, he's pooping everywhere.
I'm getting real tired of this. Come on, Pee-Pee. Okay, where do I hide him now? Someplace no one will ever look. Ooh, I know, the cat litter box. It's so poopy and stinky, nobody will go in there. Okay. There. Nobody will ever look in the litter box.
Okay, I cleaned your couch cushions and I didn't find a remote.
So you got all the poop out of the couch?
What poop? Why would there... Yes! I cleaned all the poop out and I threw it away. No more poop.
Okay, you want some Gatorade?
Yes, please.
Yeah!
Oh, come on, what now?
Go scoop the cat litter! It stinks!
You gotta be f***ing kidding me.
I'm gonna go scoop my cat litter.
No, Junior, please, allow me.
Wait, why do you want to scoop my cat litter?
Oh, I just love scooping cat litter. It's my favorite thing to do.
You just want to do all my chores, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I love doing chores. So here I go. Let me go do it.
Cody's acting really weird.
I know, right? Oh, man, I gotta use the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Oh, God. You. Come on. Okay, I'll just flush Chef BB down the toilet, because according to Finding Nemo, all drains go to the ocean. So maybe he'll go to the ocean and get eaten by sharks. Yeah! Come on, go down, damn it, go down! Oh, go down!
Oh my God, dude! I gotta tell Junior!
Ha, Gatorade.
Dude!
What's wrong, Joseph? You're acting like you saw Cody trying to flush Chef B's dead body down the toilet.
That's exactly what I saw, dude.
What?
I went downstairs, and I went to the bathroom, and all I saw was Chef B's head and Cody trying to flush him.
What? Do you think Cody murdered Chef B and is trying to hide the body?
That's exactly what I think.
It took a few flushes, but he finally went down. Hey, guys.
Hey, Cody.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, dude.
Hi. So, do you want to drink this Gatorade? Because, honestly, I'm kind of over it. I think I'm just going to go home.
Well, me and Joseph, we're talking.
Yeah, we're talking.
Just talking for a little bit. Just assuming. Just running a little ideas by our heads.
Just ideas.
Ideas. And we think maybe, possibly, what if you killed Chef Bibi, and you're trying to hide his body?
Hide his body? No, he got abducted by aliens, remember?
No, yeah. He didn't. He didn't get abducted by aliens. I saw you, Cody. You were trying to flush Chef Bibi down the toilet.
No. How did you see that?
I went downstairs and I saw you. I was trying to go to the bathroom and you were in the bathroom.
Wait, is this true, Cody?
Joseph, can I talk to you alone in the other room for a second?
Yeah, sure. Only if you tell me what happened. All right, Cody, I need to know the truth right now.
Okay, you see that wall over there?
Yeah, what about it?
Just keep looking at it.
Okay, I see it, but...
Hey, quiet, Joseph.
You don't know how much this is turning me on right now.
Yes, I do.
Oh, harder, Daddy, okay.
Junior, Joseph just got abducted by aliens, too.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we were just talking outside, and the aliens said they liked Chef Pee-Pee so much that they came back to abduct Joseph, so he's gone.
What? I think you killed Chef Pee-Pee, and you just killed Joseph.
Wait, no.
Yeah, huh? I called the cops.
What? You called the cops? But now the aliens are going to blow up the damn planet, though, because the cops are the aliens. What's wrong with you?
Well, I want to see that for myself. That's them.
Okay, but when they probe your butt, because they're aliens, and then they make you watch them blow up the world, it'll be your fault, so don't come crying to me.
Okay. Hello?
Hey there, I got a call about a body being flushed down a toilet.
Yeah, but you're not gonna probe my butt, are you?
But no? I mean, should I? Do you have anything illegal up there? Because I can do a cavity search. I mean, I don't really want to, because you're a dude, and that's kind of sus. But I mean, if you were a hot girl, I'd do it.
Well, no, I don't have anything up there.
Oh, thank God, because I didn't bring gloves, and I got kind of a weak stomach. I mean, I know I shouldn't have been a cop if I had that, but I mean, here we are.
Well, another question. You're not an alien, are you?
But an alien? No, I was born here.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so my friend, I think he killed my personal chef and then tried to flush him down the toilet.
Oh, okay. Show me your friend.
Oh, he's upstairs. There he is, officer! There he is!
Wait a minute. Are those cheese sticks?
Yeah, I was just eating them.
Can I have a cheese stick?
Well, that depends. You gonna try to arrest me?
No, not if I can have a cheese stick.
All right, then.
Well, no, don't eat him. He probably poisoned him.
Kid, it might be worth dying for a cheese stick. I mean, hell, I've almost died eating a cheese stick. Have you ever choked on a cheese stick? I mean, you try to pull it out of your throat and it just gets stretchier. It's like a magic trick, but you're dying.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
But Cody, tell him how you tried to flush Chef B's body down the toilet.
Well, that's impossible. His body would be too big to flush down the toilet. It would take several flushes in a plunger, and even then, the toilet would still be stocked up.
Can you call a plumber? I think the toilet's clogged up.
Wow, my life sucks today.
Come on, officer, let's go check the toilet.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, officer, I think he's in this toilet.
All right, let's get to plunging.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Chef Pee-Pee.
Chef Pee-Pee, you're alive?
Yeah, I just got abducted by aliens.
That's why we shouldn't let him in here.
What? I thought Cody killed you.
Oh, no, Cody would never hurt a fly, and he's really sexy.
Kid, you called me over a false alarm? I could have been eating cheese sticks. I'm gonna go grab one now.
Oh, Chef Bibi, I thought you were dead. I thought Cody killed you.
No, you should really be nicer to Cody. Like, next time you see him, you should apologize and kiss him on the mouth.
Oh, Okay.
Mmm. Oh, man, those cheese sticks were good. All right, I just gotta throw away the container. I don't really know why I'm announcing everything I'm gonna do. There's no one else here.
Cody! Cody!
Hey, Junior. I was in the bathroom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Junior, how unexpected.
Yeah, Chef Pee-Pee told me to do that.
What, Chef Pee-Pee? I thought he was dead.
No, he's alive. You were telling the truth. He got abducted by aliens.
Oh, well, maybe you should listen to him more often, you know, and kiss him every now and then.
You're right.
Ken? Yeah, I was throwing away my cheese stick cup and I found this guy in the trash. And he says he saw you kill Chef Pee-Pee with a teapot.
Cody, is that true?
No, because you guys saw Chef Pee-Pee and he was okay. I'll go get my costume. I mean, I'll go get him.
Hey there, everybody. It's me, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, thank God you're alive, Chef Pee-Pee. We thought you were dead again. Oh, wait, hold on. Cody told me to do that.
Oh, next time you see Cody, you should pull down his pants and start...
Why did I wake up in a toilet? What?
Chef Pee-Pee?
You're alive?
Yes, I am alive!
Ken, you're under arrest for lying to the police. You said Chef Pee-Pee was dead, and there's two of them. He couldn't be less dead.
Wait, which one's the real Chef Pee-Pee?
I'm the real Chef Pee-Pee, obviously.
Wait, then who are you?
I'm, Chef Pee-Pee's brother, Chef Wee-Wee.
What? I don't have a brother named Chef Wee-Wee.
Yes, you do. I was adopted when you were... Okay, you know what? Screw it. You got me. It's me. It's Cody.
What, Cody?
Yeah, I'm wearing a Chef Pee-Pee costume. Hold on, I'll go change. Okay.
Cody, what's going on?
Yeah, I was in the kitchen 1 minute, and then I wake up in the toilet. What happened?
Well, I was trying to get the teapot out of the cabinet, and then I dropped it on your head, and I guess I knocked you out, but I thought I killed you, so I tried to hide your body.
Wow. If you want to kill me, Cody, then just kill me.
I'm glad you're alive, Chef Pee-Pee.
I'm not.
Wait, hold on.
Ow! What the hell, Junior? Stop it, you weirdo!
Well, Cody told me to kiss you earlier.
Ew, that's gross!
Well, did you hear the thing that Chef Wee-Wee was going to say earlier? Because I didn't get to finish. What I was going to say is I want you to pull my pants
up. Hey, Cody, you want to do that thing with the rope again?
Okay, all right, let's go, Daddy.
Yes.
What?
Doing another school play. The school play that we're going to be doing is Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Oh my god, Goldilocks? That's like my favorite story. I'm totally going to be Goldilocks.
Oh great, another school play where my talents will be totally wasted on me playing an inanimate object. What am I going to be this time? A bowl of porridge? Maybe a chair or a window?
Come on, Cody, you're way too talented to be a window. I see you more as a door.
Yeah, totally a door, dude.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Now I'm going to come around the class and pass out the costumes for the role that you'll be playing.
All right, Junior, you're going to be Papa Bear.
Oh, yeah!
And Penelope, you're going to be Mama Bear.
What? But who's going to be Goldilocks?
And Joseph, you're going to be Baby Bear.
Oh, that's sick, dude!
And Cody, you're going to be Goldilocks.
What? I'm finally the lead! All my dreams are coming true!
What? How is Cody going to be Goldilocks? He's a boy!
Shut the hell up, Penelope. I'm obviously hotter than you as a girl. Thank you so much, teacher. I knew you could see my talent when I played that tree and that sheep. Follow your dreams, kids. They really do come true. This is going to be our best play ever.
Baby, I promise you, this is the last play I'm going to.
My son's the lead.
Isn't this Goldilocks?
You got a problem with my son being a woman?
No, it's fine. Cody, why are you crying?
Well, it's just that I'm finally the lead role. Everyone's going to be paying attention to me.
Cody, I should be playing the girl.
Shut up, Penelope. It's 2022. Men can be better women than women can.
Ugh.
All right, kids. The show's about to start. Everybody ready?
Chew, baby. I put the hoe in show business. I was born ready.
All right. Everyone take their places.
Okay, everybody get the frick off my stage. Watch me rock. Mom, Dad, I won't let you down. All right, everyone, shut up. It's starting. Don't distract my Codykins.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Goldilocks.
Hi, I'm Goldilocks, and I'm just playing outside. Is that a butterfly? Is that a butterfly? I'm gonna grab it. Yes, I am. Come back here, butterfly. I'm gonna chase it, yes I am. Where you going, butterfly? You're going into the woods. I guess I'm gonna follow him. I'm gonna follow him. Where'd you go, you stupid butterfly? Oh no, I'm lost. I have no idea where I am. I am lost in the woods, and I can't find my way back home. I am tired, I am
just want to go home. Is that a random house in the woods? I'm gonna see if anyone is home. Maybe they can help me find my way back. Hopefully it's not a house where they sell crack. The door's unlocked, I'm inside. I wonder if there's anyone that's alive. Maybe they have a phone I can use. This is breaking and entering. Hello? Huh, I guess they're not home. Wait, I want to be where the people aren't. Huh, well maybe they don't want me here. Oh well, better poke around. Do I smell porridge? I love porridge. And what, 3 bowls of porridge right here out in the open that haven't even been eaten? What a bunch of wasteful bastards. But if they're not going to eat it, then I will. Let me try this. Oh, no. No, that porridge is cold. I can't eat that. Let's try this one. Oh, that is bad porridge. That porridge is just disgusting. Should I even try the 3rd bowl? I mean, the first 2 were not good at all. But, I mean, I guess if I broke into their house, I might as well try all their food. Let's try the 3rd one, too. Oh, that porridge is the best porridge I've ever had in my life. That is some good fucking porridge. Has anybody tried this goddamn porridge? That porridge is amazing. No one told me the porridge would be this good. Oh, Jesus Christ, that is excellent porridge. And that doesn't really make a lot of sense, though, because, I mean, you think all of the porridge would have come from the same batch, but no. I guess everybody likes their porridge a little different, but I'd say this one is just right. This one is cold, this one is bad. This is the best porridge I've ever had. I'm eating it, hope no one's mad. This porridge is just right. Man, you know what would be really good? A chair, so I could sit down while I eat my porridge. You know, chairs, because people usually like to sit down when they eat. They don't just eat standing up. Well, I guess these people do, because they just ran off in a hurry. That's why they didn't eat all their porridge, but I'm going to go look for a chair. Oh, well, there are the chairs. Well, I guess I'll just pop a squat. Yeah, that's a chair. It's all right. You know, it's pretty comfy. Well, there are 2 other chairs. I guess I might as well try them. I don't really know why I would. It's not like this is rooms to go. I'm not going to buy a chair, but... Yeah, this one's okay, too, I guess. I mean, it's not as comfy because it doesn't have a cushion, but it's fine. Well, there's 1 more chair. Might as well try it, see what this is about. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like this. This is the one. Oh, yeah. Oh, I gotta sing a song about this. This one is fine. This one's okay. This one's the best, so I guess I'll just stay. I'm sitting down. I hope no one's mad. This chair is just right. Whew. Wow, that was nice. Man, this chair really wore me out. I think I could use a nap. Let me go look at their beds. Well, here are the beds. Wait, is that a hospital gurney? Uh-oh, something really sad is happening in this house. But still, I'm really tired from chasing that butterfly and eating the porridge and sitting in those chairs, so I think I need a nap. Ugh. Nope. Yeah, no, this sucks. I don't know what I expected. This is a hospital bed. It's very stiff. Let me try that one. Ugh. Okay, yeah, this is a little bit better. I mean, it's better than that, but it's still pretty hard. How about this one? Ooh. Oh, yeah, I think that's the one. Let me just jump from this bed over there. That'll be fun. Ooh.